is scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's victoreshealth.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
The following is a special high school sports presentation on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio, 105.5 FM.
Oh, it's a big spurt for E.J. Davis. Look at him go. He pops it clean. 40, 45, 50. Off to the races. Gets a block. Makes a man miss. Reverses his field. 30, 25, 20. Gone! Touchdown! How about that? E.J. Davis takes it 78 for the score.
And you will score, too, with high school football right here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio, 105.5 FM.
Richards, to receive the kickoff, does so at the 17. He's going to reverse his field down the near side. He's got a wedge of blockers. Look out. He makes three men miss at the 50. He is going to make a house call. Justin Richards. What a return, Chuck. 85, 86 yards.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. He looks like a freight train going down the sideline. Here comes the train.
As a CSX flies through Booster Field, sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Stay right on track with scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio as we cover the big games, including Anna, Fort Loramie, Sydney, Lehman, Minster, New Bremen, Versailles, and Marion Local.
Peyton Noddy, offensive backfield, look at him go to work. Outside left tackle, he's got a gaping hole. He moves to the sideline, motoring to the 40. He's at the 50. Fort Loramie territory, down the near sideline. No one's going to catch him. Blinding speed, quarterback Peyton Noddy.
Donovan O'Leary, quarterback for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers.
Here's O'Leary, quick slant. McFarland catches. He's at the 14. Nice to the 11. Upended right there. Looks like he's got the first down.
I'm getting kind of the Halloween spirit through my right. I'm looking through cobwebs.
Well, this game is going to finish up with a trick or treat. We don't
know. Yeah, let's hope it's a treat.
Yes. 3-11, 3-10 to go. Quarterback Caleb Maurer may elect to keep it here. No, he dishes on the play to Holland. Look at Holland go.
Again.
Right tackle. Cuts it back against the grain. 25-20. Holland zipping to the end zone.
Wow.
That may do it. That may do it. Will Holland, a splendid run. Will Holland with two big second half bolts to the end zone. And Fort Loramie seems to have broken this one open. A two-score lead.
Wow.
With 2:57 to go.
That was impressive.
You'll enjoy each week's pregame, too, and entertaining comments from coaches and players.
Your most favorite coach?
I love Coach Wells. He's helped me a lot, and I love playing for him.
So you'd score him 10 on a 10-point scale, and Corey Britton a 9.9999.
Yes. Yes, that's what I would do. I love them both.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, we've got a good one for you tonight. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We're at Anna's Booster Field. The Anna Rockets host the Minster Wildcats. It should be one heck of a game. It's a pick 'em. It's a toss-up. Each team 2-2 on the year. Each team 1-1 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. The two clubs are 4th and 5th in the MAC in total offense. Anna, 317 yards per game. Minster, 300. They're 5th and 6th among the 10 teams in the MAC. In terms of points per contest, Minster 23 a game, Anna 22. On defense, Anna's yield per four quarters is 28, Minster 26. In the passing department, we've got the top two quarterbacks in the Midwest Athletic Conference going at it here tonight. Anna's racked up 807 total yards through the air in four games. Minster 721. Two outstanding sophomores, Chuck, 6'3 Alex Chappie of Anna, 6'1 Brogan Steffi of Minster. It's a tongue twister. Chappie and Steffi tonight. They look alike on the gridiron. Their stats are similar. They're both very talented indeed.
Well, I thought the first game of the season when we had them with Fort Loramie that Steffi, as a sophomore, didn't look like it was his first game. He threw the ball well. Good array of young receivers. They're going to get better. They're going to get better and better and better as this year goes on.
It's a real big game for both schools, no question about it. Minster 7th in the Southwest region of Division 7, just ahead of Fort Loramie, according to Joe Itell's computer rankings. The Wildcats will continue to benefit from the victory over Graham, a D4 program, which has already recorded a couple triumphs. Anna's beaten Indian Lake and St.
Henry. But these two programs may combine for only four or five wins all year long. The Rockets are 13th in the Southwest region of Division VI. Anna made the playoffs last year with just four regular season victories, then reeled off two tourney triumphs, almost a third. Chuck, Anna doesn't want to count on four wins to get in this year.
No, they don't want to do that, but I'll tell you what that shows. You're in the MAC. You get four wins for the whole season, and they came within a couple of plays of winning three playoff games last year.
Yep.
That tells you the competition that they played during the season.
Sure. Speaking of the MAC, there are three clubs atop the standings with 2-0 marks. Coldwater, Marion Local, and New Bremen. Big game tonight. The Cardinals of New Bremen take on the Flyers of Marion Local in Maria Stein.
Ooh.
Wide receivers will play a key role in what may be a high-scoring tilt here at Booster Field tonight. Noah Ofterhauer, the wideout for Anna, third in the MAC in receiving, averaging 14 yards per catch. He, Justin Richards, Trey Heitkamp, and Colin Elliott have combined to snare 58 throws on the year from the quarterback Chappie. Minster features the league's top pass catcher, sophomore James Niemeyer. He's piled up 265 yards on 22 snags. And the speedy trio of Devin Webker, Chase Kaus, and Connor Schmiesing are right behind. So it's going to be, I think, a pass-happy night. Maybe whoever runs the ball just a tad better or defends on the other side of the ball a tad better will dictate the outcome and win the game.
I think the key more, I mean, running, yes, every game, football game, comes down to being able to run the ball a little bit. But I think the one that plays the best pass defense, doesn't pick up penalties, you know, and keeps the other team in front of them, the receivers in front, not to give up the big plays. I think that's the team that's going to win tonight.
Yeah, good point. Chappie completing passes at a 50% clip on the year. Steffi at a remarkable 60. The two clubs have enjoyed a very tight, well-played series of games recently. Minster's won three of the last five, scoring 18 touchdowns to Anna's 17. That's how even it's been. Anna succeeded 28-21 a year ago in a game at Minster. During Anna's 2019 D6 state championship run, the Rockets thumped Minster 47-21, but tonight's contest, which pits two skilled, pass-minded quarterbacks, is clearly up in the air. No pun intended.
No pun totally intended. And, yes, you're right. It's going to be throwing the ball, making completions, and trying not to let the other team beat you on big plays.
We've got conversations with both head coaches, Nick Marino of Anna and Seth Whiting of Minster, coming up in a moment. So many thanks to Hits 105.5, our broadcast partner here on scoresbroadcast.com. Hits 105.5 FM. Underwriting sponsors tonight on Hits include Sydney Chiropractic and Sydney Body Car Star. On scoresbroadcast.com, we extend a big thank you to these anchor sponsors: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Your Amazing Glass Connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career, join the growing team at Airstream. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Your number one insurance agency in the region again, located on Route 25A. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. It's a blowout sale right now at Goffney. Terrific inventory left over from the tent sale. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie in Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney. Chuck had a chance to talk with Nick Marino, head coach of the Anna Rockets, earlier this week, and a 2-2 on the year. We covered the game 2 weeks ago, the win over St. Henry last week. Coldwater belted Anna on the road in Mercer County. Nick, looking back, four games into the season, we covered the Anna-St. Henry game, talked to you before that one. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you had to be very pleased, especially with the second half.
Yeah, I mean, that was a good football game for us. Thought we really missed a few things in that first half, but came back out and executed a little bit better in the second half, and it's good for our kids to get a nice win there in week three.
Really got the passing game going against the Redskins.
Yeah, and our quarterback's doing a good job, and our line and our receivers are getting the passing game going a little bit. We're still trying to get that completion percentage up and be a little bit more high percentage, but they're doing a good job of that overall.
And I thought you adjusted over the course of that game and began to defend the St. Henry run better and better and better as that game progressed.
Yeah, I thought our kids kind of got picked up on what they were doing a little bit, and the kids played pretty well, and we started to run fit a little bit better, and definitely going to need that this week against a good Minster team.
Sure. Coldwater, game four last week, different story. Coldwater, Marion Local, along with New Bremen and Versailles, upper echelon teams in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Coldwater, a lot of speed. The quarterback hurts you with his legs.
Yeah, that's something we're looking at tonight, obviously, with Minster. They got a quarterback that can run and pass, so we got to defend both. We got to defend both well.
Your team offensively had chances, good opportunities, especially in the first half. Down 21-7, could have been as close as 21-14.
Yeah, got to do that. We got to take care of the football a little bit better. All areas of the game, we got to play a little bit better than we did last week. You know, looking at it as a good Coldwater team, but we hurt ourselves more than they hurt us a lot of times. So we can't have any self-inflicted wounds, and our kids, we're working on making sure we do a better job of that this week.
Highlights for you, who's fast improving? Who's been a surprise?
I think our quarterback's doing a good job developing. Each week he's getting a little bit better. Last week, statistically, he was pretty good in the first half, and things kind of rattled away there late in the game, but we're seeing that. I think seeing our a couple linebackers step up, doing a good job, like in Nolan Fox and his progress he's been making so far for us. Got to get him hitting tonight against this good running attack they have as well.
Nick Marino, head coach, Anna Rockets, before tonight's game between Anna and Minster. Minster, a team 2-2, just like your club.
Yep.
A club which is getting better and better. Max schedule makes it tough on you. You've got a strong opponent week after week, no exception tonight. The quarterback for Minster's got legs, and he can throw it too.
Yeah, very similar type quarterback to what we saw last week. We got to make sure we do a good job of containing him and getting to the football. And then obviously we got to be locked down in the pass defense as well.
Minster's got a nice collection of wideouts. They're not mm-hmm. tall.
Yeah.
Good hands, quick feet, and good communication between them and the QB.
Yeah, I think they have nice wide receivers. The number 16 is one of the top receivers in the league statistically, and looking at 15 as well. Both of those guys do a good job. We got to make sure we know where they're at, and we're in the right position to play them.
Having watched a little videotape of Minster, where has that club gotten better over the first month of the year?
I mean, especially from last year, you're seeing they're a lot older. You know, they got a little more mature overall. They looked like they were running the ball a little bit better on Friday, a little bit more physical there, and I thought they look a little more physical on both sides of the ball up front.
What do you think the key to the outcome of this game will be?
We got to contain the quarterback. It's going to be big situations for us. We got to run fit better. A lot of things we got to do better from last week. So all those things that make you play great team defense and offense, we got to do those. The fundamentals and execution are what's going to come down to tonight.
Head coach Nick Marino of Anna talking about self-inflicted wounds suffered last week against Coldwater. Of course, Coldwater's good enough to beat you anyway, even if you do shoot yourself in the foot. But Anna's been up and down, inconsistent, as the 2-2 record would show.
Yeah, and when you're playing a team like Coldwater, yeah, you're right. There's a good chance they're going to beat you anyway. You don't need to help them. But you take from games like that, you get back in the film room, you learn stuff, and now you come out and play in a winnable game. And I say winnable because they and Minster is going to be a tough one. But this is a winnable game. Last week,
right. Yeah, Coldwater beat Anna 1 week ago, 43-14. Meanwhile, Minster, which might have a little momentum on its side tonight, defeated Fort Recovery last week, 41-21, although it has been also an inconsistent year for the Minster Wildcats and head coach Seth Whiting.
Our first 4 weeks, we've had some ups and downs, things that we expected, growing pains, with the youth that we start with. But a major positive here the last week or two is the creation or manufacturing of some depth. Kids playing multiple positions and bouncing around and challenging each other in practice. It's made our practices more competitive, and it's really helped us, take a couple steps forward here after, a few weeks ago against Merriam, we felt like we took a step or two backwards. So it was you getting ourselves back in gear last week and having a good week of practice.
Six touchdowns against Fort Recovery. You blended the run with the pass. Obviously, Steffi, it does carry some of the load rushing the football, but it was nice to see that kind of balance.
It was good to have a good night for our offensive line. Again, coming off Merriam week, we got banged up a little bit up front, so I think the line really pushed themselves hard last week to make sure that they executed and did a good job Friday night. Normally we're a little bit more pass heavy, and we were able to be very run dominant Friday night, which was nice.
Take a moment, give credit to those offensive linemen by name who's come along, who's playing superbly for you.
Absolutely. We had a center take over week two. We had an injury that led to Keaton Sharp taking over at center, and he's done a nice job for us. Chad Schultze and Nick Winter at our guards have done a really nice job. And Fletcher Luthman and Ian Homan playing our two tackle spots. Those guys have really gelled well together.
What a trio of wide receivers. They are exceptional.
Yes, our main guys there, Devin Webker, Chase Kaus, James Niemeyer, and then you would throw in Connor Schmiesing and Dylan Heikamp. We feel like we have five really talented wide receivers, and there's kids behind them that can jump in and play too. So we feel like we're in a pretty good spot with our receivers right now. And our running backs and our quarterback run game, everything's really coming along. So
Seth Whiting, second year head coach, Minster Wildcats, our guest before tonight's game between Minster and Anna. How's the defense progressing?
Well, defense is coming along really well. We've had some youthful growing pains to get through, but we need to do a better job tackling. But overall, the kids are really starting to understand our scheme and their movement within the scheme. So, less and less and less blown assignments as the weeks go on. They've done a great job in practice, and I think our coaches are doing a really good job with their position groups, making sure the kids are where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there.
Anna, Minster, two separate counties, but just several miles apart. Heck of a rivalry game, week number five.
Yeah, it's a lot of our kids are weirdly related to kids at Anna. I think there's three or four kids that are cousins one way or another. And so
they all know each other pretty well.
So it should be an exciting game. Nick does a really good job over there, and we're excited to get a chance to go compete.
Yeah, what strikes you about the Anna club most?
They're skill kids. They have some good-looking skill kids, long and athletic and decent size, and I think their quarterback throws well, and offensively they're a little more pass heavy I think than they perhaps have been in the past, but they're doing a nice job.
Seth Whiting, head coach of Minster. We're about 10 minutes away from the kickoff. Minster and Anna here on scoresbroadcast.com 105.5.
Get connected to your VA benefits.
Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral pre-arrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
This is Jack with Chuck again. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. What a gorgeous night for high school football, Chuck. We've had five beauties in a row.
We do, and I guess that's what happens when you start so early. It's still summer. I mean, it is still summer. We don't change that until a few more days. So, and they've been perfect. This field is beautiful. They've not had any rain on Friday nights to tear up the field. It looks great.
It looks like it's good enough. I could go out there and probably sleep 2 or 3 hours overnight on the 20-yard line, a couple more on the 30, a few more on the 40. It is plush.
I could take my golf clubs out there and tear it up in about 20 minutes.
I like that. We're going to hear from Bill Zimmerman in just a few minutes. He's the quarterback coach for the Anna Rockets, helps coordinate the offense, came over from Lehman. He's our OHSAA and playoff guru. We'll hear from him in 2 minutes. We're going to take a radio station break. It's Anna Minster tonight on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5 FM.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's victorishealth.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components, too. Each team will try to pass the ball effectively. Both teams can do that. Perhaps the team that runs it a little better will win this game. But these two teams may be pass-minded first, run second. and whoever is more efficient at doing that will probably score enough points to win. Could be a high-scoring contest. Those are the key building components for these two clubs, Anna and Minster. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Anna assistant coach Bill Zimmerman talks about what Anna and Minster need to do tonight and then moving forward the rest of the season.
You know, Anna's coming off a postseason berth from last year, having only won four games. Last year, Minster wasn't in the postseason. They had a little rough year last year, dealing with some youth and some injuries. Minster doesn't play Coldwater this year, and Anna doesn't play New Bremen, so that's a benefit to both teams. You're going to see a real good quarterback battle tonight, the battle of the sophomore QBs. You got Shappy at Anna, and then Steffi at Minster, both do a nice job both through the air and on the ground. Anna right now is 13th in Southwest region of Division 6, and Minster is 7th in the Southwest region of Division 7, so they're both surely in play for the postseason at this time. If we move on to the Southwest region of Division 7, locally we have New Bremen, who's obviously undefeated, coming off a big win from Versailles. They're in real good shape there. They're second in the region currently behind a pretty good Mechanicsburg team. Big game they have this evening against Marion Local. Marion obviously is in first in Anna's region in D6. Versailles is in fourth in that region. Otherwise, locally in Southwest Division 7, we have Fort Laramie. They're eighth right now. They're 2-2. They're at Dayton-Dunbar tonight. Dayton-Dunbar's a D4 school, I believe. Laramie has a big game coming up in a couple weeks against Columbus Academy. They're a D5 school. So that should be a big game for them. They also have the final two games of the year are going to be pivotal for them in playing Lima Central Catholic and Lucas. Layman's coming off some tough losses. They've played New Bremen, Waynesfield, Goshen, and Milton Union. I believe all are undefeated as we speak, currently 4-0. They have beat Lima Perry, and they have a definite winnable game tonight against Miami East, who is 0-4, to hopefully get them back rolling and off the schneid. If we move over to Division 2, we have Piqua locally. They're fourth, despite coming off a tough loss to Xenia last week. Xenia is far and away the leader now in the Southwest region of Division 2. Also locally, we have Sydney having two straight wins. They've kind of pushed themselves up into the playoff picture. They're 12th, and then Troy sits at 8th in that same region. It's crazy to think, Jack, but we're already halfway through the season after tonight. There's still a lot of time to shake up this playoff picture, especially with the playoffs being expanded to 16 teams in each region. The top 16 are going to advance, and the first eight are going to play at home in the opening round. I'm looking forward to see how it shakes out.
Well, this is week five tonight. Playoff implications on the line already. Anna and Minster, each 2-2 on the season. Anna Rockets won the toss, deferred to the second half. Minster will receive the opening boot to start the game. The offense for Minster is as follows. The quarterback, Brogan Steffi, S-T-E-P-H-E-Y, 6'1", sophomore, 170-pounder. Fullback, Justin Bergman, 5'8", 175, a junior. Wide receivers, it's an outstanding quartet. Connor Schmiesing, 5'6", 155, a sophomore. Devin Webker, 6'1", 175, a senior. Chase Kause, C-O-U-S-E, 5'8", 140, a senior. James Niemeyer, 6'1", 150, and a sophomore. Along the line of scrimmage, the tackles are Ian Holman, 6'3", 200-pounder, a sophomore, and Fletcher Luthman, 6'4", 220, a junior. The guards, Nick Winter, 6 feet tall, 265, a senior, and Chad Schulze, 6'1", 290, a junior. The center is Keaton Sharp. He is 6'2", 190, and a junior for the Minster Wildcats as another CSX locomotive comes rolling through Anna's Booster Field. Check, that's number four in about 20 minutes.
Yep, I heard they're going to have a train strike, so maybe they're just trying to get all their stuff moved before it happens.
Oh, it's a noisy night at Booster Field at Anna. Sea of green across the way. Down below, orange and black representing Minster. And Chuck, the stands on both sides from about the 20 to the 20 have filled in quite nicely. Excellent throng of people here for this contest.
Yeah, it was a low, kind of a late arriving crowd, but it is filled up. You're right, and it's loud.
Yep.
Minster below us, the band playing, the cheerleaders going crazy. Anna just came out on the field, the other side going crazy. This is high school football at its best.
It's a colorful night here at Booster Field. Sun setting to the west behind us. Some thin cirrus clouds overhead, a lot of blue sky, no chance of rain. American flag down at the north end is hanging limp, no breeze whatsoever. A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Burke Petroleum in Minster. Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs, too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers, 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Put Burke to work for all your energy needs. Kickoff return by Minster from the 15, and it's brought back to the 28-yard line. First and 10, Chase Kaus carried the ball for the Wildcats. Tackle made on the play by Nolan Fox, Savannah, Justin Richards in there as well. Wildcats put it in play at about the 27-and-a-half, smack dab between the 25 and 30. Should be an exciting, entertaining game.
It should be. There was a face mask on the tackle, and they're lucky the referee is slower than me because he didn't get up there in time to be able to see it.
Wildcats, new-look formation. Steffi by himself in the offensive backfield. Two tight ends are employed, and Steffi wriggles out over the 30, nailed at the 31. He shot forward for about four. Some good movement up front by Minster, and the Wildcats are in their hurry-up. It's a high-octane offense. Wildcats were in the huddle about 2 seconds. Here's Steffi, takes the snap in the spread. He tries to angle around right end. Good pursuit by Anna. Tackle at the 32. Very small advance. No, they give him to the 34 on the fall forward. Still third down and at least 3 yards to go for a first down.
Three and a half, yep.
Wasting no time, Steffi at the helm, takes the snap at the 29. Steffi runs, tries to carve out space. He's beyond the right tackle. He's got a sliver of an opening, and he blasts to the 40, over it to the 41. Good effort by the quarterback, Steffi. Three rushes right out of the chute. He lugs the ball, Chuck, for close to 90 yards a game.
Well, I was going to say, do you think maybe they saw a film on what Coldwater did to Anna last week running the quarterback?
Anna nearly jumping offside on first and 10 for Minster at the Wildcats 41, and a green jersey is offside, 5-yard penalty.
I don't like that rule. I think that if you jump off and you can get back, if you make the offense move, yes, but if nobody moves, why can't you get back?
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. First and 5, Minster, 46 of the Wildcats. Steffi calls his own number again. There he goes, sliding around right in. He's on the edge, beyond the numbers, into the Anna bench, decked at the 48 of the Rockets. He rumbles for six more. Brogan Steffi of Minster playing like a tailback. Uh-oh, there's a marker down. Penalty. Wholesale changes for Minster's offensive unit. And the Wildcats, which had a first and 5 retreat back to the 37. And do I hear the sounds of another CSX train?
Number five.
So it's first down and 14 yards to go for Minster. Holding penalty from the spot of the foul. First and 14 from the Minster 36. Here's a quick look in on the play by Steffi. It is complete. It's caught by Schmiesing. Schmiesing, middle of the field. Look at him go. Running to the 40. He is finally chased from behind. Caught way down around the 10-yard line. Connor Schmiesing, one of the quartet of fleet receivers for Minster. It was a crosser, a quick slant. He caught it on the dead run between the safeties and corners of Anna, and it was almost a touchdown. Goal to go just outside the 10. Well, maybe it's not quite goal to go. Football inches shy of the 10. First and 10, Minster. Schmiesing can really scoot.
Boy, I tell you, we saw him the first week, and he is one heck of a sophomore.
That was a very long play from scrimmage. Traveled
52.
Better than 54, 55 yards. Here is Steffi back to throw at the 18-yard line. Fires, hash mark, far side, no good. Off the fingertips of the intended receiver. 3 or 4 yards deep in the end zone. Webker had a green jersey on his back, couldn't get to it. Second down for Minster, which I think can maybe get a first down at about the 6-inch line.
Yeah, because, well, I know that the stakes are down, so it's goal. It's second goal.
Maybe so. Yep, you're right. Yeah, the first down marker is not posted, so it is goal to go at the 10 for Minster. Second down, one back, Bergman alongside the quarterback, Steffi. It's a fade pattern, left corner of the end zone, jump ball for it. It is caught, but out of bounds. Oh, that was a tough decision to take. Minster's pass completion, left edge of the end zone, about 6 yards deep in pay dirt, is ruled out of bounds. It was caught. There was contact, and a defender tried to dislodge the ball and shove the Minster receiver out of bounds a little bit.
Well, in high school, if you got to land in, and the defender is allowed to push you out.
Yep. Big play by Anna's defense. Third and 10, inside handoff on the play. Steffi to Bergman. He sticks his nose in there at the 9. He's stacked up.
Strange and call Anna, right there.
Anna holds. Fourth and goal, Minster. Now, Minster may very well try a field goal. And the kick would come from outside the 15-yard line at about the 18. Steffi, 9 of 11 on PATs this year, is also the place kicker for field goals. Ball is snapped back beautifully. Here's the kick by Steffi, up and away. Oh, he bombed it. It is good. He knocked it out of Booster Field beyond the back fence. So thanks to the long pass play to the 10-yard line, Minster gets a first and goal, but Anna forces a field goal. 3-0 in favor of Minster. 9-12 to go first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Excellent drive by Minster, which had a first and 14 down around its own 35. Then the beautiful look-in pass, the quick slant to Schmiesing, and away Minster went. But Anna stands tall and gives up only 3 points.
Well, I like the first two calls. They must have seen something for that run on third down, but it didn't develop.
Right. Real good D by Anna. Here's the kickoff by Minster. It's angled toward the pylon, left corner of the gridiron. He goes out of bounds inside the 10. 35-yard line, possession for the Anna Rockets.
In that horrible game on Thursday Night Lights last night, there was a safety, and then Dixie was getting ready to kick off from the 20, and I'm thinking, won't they kick it out of bounds? I wonder if they have to take the ball all the way up at the 35. I think it's where the ball goes out, but
yeah,
still.
Yeah, good point. First and 10 for Anna. We'll run down the Anna Rockets offense for you momentarily. Of course, Alex Chappie, the quarterback, 6'3", 160, a sophomore. Landon Foat, running back, 6'3", 170, a junior. Caleb Kenton for Trevor Roberts tonight. Fullback is Kenton, 5'11", 180-pounder. Anna runs, left guard. Surging is the ball carrier, Foat, and he plows for 5, right to the 40. Stood up at that spot, 2nd and 5, Anna. 3-0 Minster. We played 3:10 opening quarter on a grand night for high school football. The 5th in a row here in West Central Ohio this year. We've had superb weather on Fridays. 1-2-3 receivers. Trips to the right for the quarterback, Chappie of Anna, on 2nd and 5. A one-step drop and then a design run, but Chappie meets resistance. He's collared and twisted down to the ground at the 43.
That was kind of telegraphed. I'm sitting here thinking this is going to be a quarterback draw, and Minster knew it too.
Pick up a 2.5. That's it. So it's 3rd down. Close to 3 to go for a 1st down for Anna from the Rockets 42. Possession play here. Rockets have got double receivers to the right, and Chappie's under center. Interesting look. Sends a man in motion across the formation, and Anna runs the ball. Left guard, hard-hitting carry straight ahead. Landon Foat barges to the 47. Good wedge blocking up front by green jerseys. And Foat chucked ahead for 5 or 6, 1st down, 48-yard line.
Well, you talked about it before the game. Both teams trying to establish the run early to be able to throw the ball, and Minster had the big 52-yard pass. Couldn't put it in the end zone, though.
6'3", 170-pound junior Foat. Banged ahead for 1st down yardage. Anna runs it again, and this play is to the 46-45 of Minster. Foat once more. Anna having success up front along the offensive line. 2nd down, 3 yards to go for the Rockets from the Minster 45. Wide receivers, Noah Ofterhauer, 6'3", 175, a sophomore, and Justin Richards, 6'2", 185, a senior. And Colin Elliott, 6'1", 185-pound junior, 2nd and 3, Anna, from the Minster 45. Chappie in the spread. He'll take the snap at the 50. He fakes the inside handoff, raises up to throw, pitches it, post pattern, middle of the field. Minster nearly makes the intercept at the 19, in the hands of the receiver and out.
Yeah, that was.
Or I should say, yeah. In the hands of the defender and out, right. Who nearly made the pick.
Well, that was Noah Schwederman. He's a 6'3 freshman, and that would have been a really nice interception, just a little high, but good. He kept it from being a touchdown.
Yep, almost a brilliant fingertip pick. Throw by Chappie a bit under the mark. Had he gotten more distance on it, it might have been a touchdown. 3rd and 3, Anna from the Minster 45. Great play by Schwederman on the last one. Here's a pass, an out pattern run by Anna to the 41-yard line. Chappie delivers on time, caught by Richards, breaks a tackle, lunges to the 35-34 of Minster. He's got about 8 or 9 and a 1st down at the Wildcats' 34-yard line.
That was a shoestring tackle, or Richards would have scored.
Exactly. He had wide open real estate along the numbers down the near side. 3-0 Minster, 6:20 left in the 1st quarter. Anna driving. Ball at the Minster 33. 2 receivers to the left for the quarterback, Chappie. Sends a man in motion to the left. Chappie rolling that way, fires in the flat. It is behind the man in motion, but he reaches back to spear it. It was Heitkamp, a few steps behind the line. Then he got back to the line of scrimmage, Chuck, and that was about it. Very small gain, minimal advance of 1.5 yards. Second down, a little less than 9 to go for Anna at the Minster 33.5. 3-0 Minster. 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Here's Shappy firing right flat. It's caught by Heitkamp. Look at him go. He's got a seam. Breaks a tackle. Makes a man miss. 20, 15, 10. Heitkamp hangs on. Nailed from behind at the 6. Oh, wow. The play to Richards 2 plays ago, Chuck, as you noted, almost worked for a touchdown. So did that one.
Well, they had to angle on him here, and he did a great job of running around him. I like Heitkamp. He's a heck of a receiver.
First and 10, Anna, 7-yard line of Minster, 3-0. Minster in the lead. Man in motion, Shappy under center. Ball given straight ahead to Fote. He pile drives inside the 5 to the 4, maybe the 3, shoved backward. Second down and goal for Anna. 5 minutes left, opening quarter. Minster 3, Anna nothing. Offensive line for Anna, a stellar job on this first possession. The tackles, Lane Howell, 6'1", 230, a junior, and Landon Blankenship, 6 feet, 200, a senior. The guards, John Valentine, 6'1", 235, a junior, and Thane Hamilton, 5'11", 270, a senior. The center, Colby Jeffries, 6 feet, 240, a senior. Receivers left and right, Shappy in the spread. Takes the snap at the 10. Oh, it's a reverse to the left to Richards. He's got a lane to the pylon. He is over. Wow, that play buffaloed Minster. It fooled the Wildcats. Well disguised by Anna. Richards in motion took the deep handoff, and he was ignored. Minster didn't cover him up. Touchdown, Rockets.
I guarantee you they talked about that play this week, and somebody has to go in motion with him. Nobody did, and he just walked into the end zone.
Extra point try coming here by Aaron Shappy. Left-footed. He steers it toward the uprights. Yes, he's got it. Aaron Shappy. The twin of Alex knocks it through, and Anna's on the board. Touchdown, extra point, 4-point lead, Rockets 7-3, one possession each way, and a field goal and a TD, 4:28 to go in the first. Anna leads Minster 7-3 on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5 FM.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus the latest up-to-date technology, we support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to offering the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member. OsgoodBank.com. Kickoff for Anna. Rockets booted to start the game. Minster hot-footed the football all the way down to the 10-yard line. Got stalled, kicked a field goal. Great drive by Anna of 65 for the score. Here's the kickoff return by Minster from the 14. Back up to the 24. Trying to go across field on the play for Minster was Chase Kaus. There's a marker behind him that might signify what offensive hold against Minster on the return.
You know what? I didn't see another offensive person there. But evidently, yeah, they called a personal foul. It must have been away from the football.
That hurts. And the penalty will be stepped off from the 25-yard line. Minster will have it first and 10 deep in its own end.
Should be about the 7.5.
Tell you what, good response by Anna. Excellent statement by the Rockets offense coming back after the quick 3-pointer by Minster. Minster couldn't get the 7 it wanted. Anna got 7 points. in retaliation, leads it 7-3 with 4:23 to go in the first quarter. This shapes up as a very exciting game. Timeout called by Anna. A little over 4 to go in the first. Anna 7, Minster 3 on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's victorishealth.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
Minster in the road, white, black numerals outlined in orange, black headgear. Anna, the home, green jerseys, white pants, white helmets with green trim. And before a snap from center, we've got a pre-hike foul against Minster, which must backpedal, Chuck, to the 10.
Yeah, I didn't see who moved, but one of the Anna kids pointed it out to the official. So, which was nice of him.
Right, yes. Good job. And the official received it.
They did. He said, yep. Thank you.
Still 4:23 to go. First quarter, 7-3. Anna Minster at its own 10. Snap back to Steffi. Quick pass, right flat along the line of scrimmage. Caught. Receiver makes a man miss. Another man misses. And look at him go. 25-26 yard line. Not sure if that was Webker or not. One of the four wideouts for Minster caught the ball, Chuck, in the vicinity of the line of scrimmage. And with his wheels, he rolled ahead for about a 16-yard advance.
He had nobody out there blocking for him. He made two guys miss. That was a heck of a run.
Nice zip downfield after the catch by Devin Webker of Minster. First and 10, 26-yard line of the Wildcats. Steffi has a back alongside. It's given to Bergman. He looks for space up the middle, and he's knocked down at the 26. Good pursuit up front by Anna defensively. Zach Osborne on the hit. Landon Fote in there as well. They came to the party immediately, and it is officially ruled no gain for Minster. Second down and 10 at the Wildcats 26 with 3:22 to go here in the first quarter. Anna 7, Minster 3. Wildcats to the line of scrimmage. Receiver far right, one far left. I bet Steffi goes up top here. Bergman behind him. Man in motion across the formation for Minster. Play action by Steffi. Looks, hash mark near side. Missed his man at the 50. It was a spiral thrown downfield for James Niemeyer, leading receiver in the back, and it was a couple of feet too far.
He threw it to the inside, and Niemeyer could not adjust to get to the ball.
3:01 to go, first quarter. 7-3, Anna Minster with a third and 10 from the Wildcats 26. Chuck, this game tonight features the MAC's top two punters, Justin Richards, Anna, Brady Wolf, Minster, both at 41 yards net per boot on the year.
That's nice. Let's hope we don't see them much. Let's have a bunch of scoring.
Got four receivers flanked. No, five. Three to the right. Steffi looks that way. Now comes back to the left. Fires. Zeroes in. Receiver in a crowd. Yes, he's got it at the 35-yard line. Tackle immediately. Catch made on the play by James Niemeyer. A couple of rockets hovered over him, sat him down. The play went for 9. Fourth and 1, Minster at the Wildcats 35. And head coach Seth Whiting of Minster says, I've already made up my mind. When I saw that ball caught 9 yards downfield, we are going to go. Fourth and 1, Minster. Minster 35. robust offensive backfield look, and head coach Whiting gets a timeout. Fourth and one, Minster, when we come back at the Wildcats 35. 2:13 to go, first quarter, 7-3, Anna on scoresbroadcast.com, and it's 105.5.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the tomahawk burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins wings slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
On fourth and one for Minster from the Wildcats 35, Brogan Steffi calls his own number. He gets the nod, puts his head down, and chugs over right guard for two or three to the 38. First and 10 Wildcats.
Well, that's what they opened the game with. They were running him on that same play. They have seen something in film this week that tells them they can run right with the quarterback.
7-3, Anna, late first quarter, 1:56 to go. We've had three possessions in this game. This is the second for Minster. Anna's 65-yard march turned into a touchdown. Here's the handoff, offensive backfield. Steffi deals to Bergman. Bergman shifty to the line of scrimmage, steps outside right tackle, knifes to the 40, and he goes down. From the 40, second down and 7 for Minster, short 3-yard gain. Anna's defense led by Nolan Fox. He was highlighted during the pregame by head coach Nick Marino of Anna. He's played exceedingly well, as has Alex Poppelman and Hayden Yulskamp. Trey Heitkamp has been a special player for Anna at safety. Second down and 7. Chappie to throw from the 40. He's nearly tackled for a sack. He's on the loose, running around left end. And here comes Anna full bore, knocking him down back at the 36. Steffi was jarred, held onto the football. That's a minus 2 or 3 on the play. Third and nearly 9 to go for Minster at the Wildcats 37. The quarterback took a hit on that one.
He did. He looked like he was getting ready to possibly try to toss that, but then he looked over to the yard marker. He was behind it, but by that time, Anna had him.
Good coverage by Anna, and downfield, Anna's zone and or man-to-man bracketed receivers. The quarterback, Steffi, was in doubt, so he wound up eating the football. Third and nearly 10 for Minster from the 36. Deep drop by the quarterback, Steffi. He's got a screen in the flat. It is caught on the play by Schmiesing. Makes one man miss at the 34. Tripped up from behind at the 39. Play goes for about 5, maybe close to 6, but not nearly enough for a first down from the 39. When we return, Minster will punt. That's the end of the first quarter. 1 minute radio station break is next. It's Anna 7, Minster 3 on scoresbroadcast.com, and hits 105.5.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer Fertilizer.com.
And we start the second quarter with a punt by Brady Wolf of Minster to the 32-yard line of Anna. Fair catch made there by Landon Foat, and it's first and 10 for the Rockets. Anna on top, 7-3. We commence action here in the second period of play. Second possession of the night for Anna. Rockets went 65 through the air and on the ground for their opening drive TD to take over the lead at 7-3 after Minster notched an opening drive field goal. Opening second quarter. Shappy, the quarterback for Anna. 6'3", 160, a sophomore. He's in the spread. Line of scrimmage, the 32. Shappy back at the 26. Hands it off, middle of the field. Ball carrier behind center. Sticks his head in there. Squeezes out a couple or three to the 35.
Zach Osborne.
Osborne officially gets a couple, second down and eight. Good defense up front by Minster. In the middle were Caleb Sharp and Will Frimmel. Made sure that was restricted to a two-yard advance. Line of scrimmage just over the 35 for Anna. Ball on the ground. Chappie recovers. Loops a pass down the near sideline. Over the shoulder running. Catch is good at the Minster 44. Run after catch by Ofterhauer to the 37. Tackle made there. First and 10, Anna. Ofterhauer lost his helmet. Beautifully thrown ball by Chappie.
It was, and I'll tell you, Ofterhauer did a great job of selling that. He kind of juked a little bit, and then he did a fly pattern, and he got behind the defender.
Ofterhauer for Anna, third leading receiver in the MAC so far this year. Minster possesses the number one receiver in the league in James Niemeyer. First and 10, Anna, 37 of Minster. Here's Shappy under pursuit. He is hit hard back at the 42. Blitz by Minster, and it worked. A hand by a Minster defender went across the helmet of Anna's Shappy behind the line. That looked about like the play in the NFL on Sunday, which resulted in a roughing the passer against Carolina, giving the Browns a game-winning field goal shot.
Well, these high school kids are a lot tougher than the pros. You got to protect the pros.
I like that. Loss on the play of five on the sack. Line of scrimmage, the Minster 41. Shappy back at the 50, looks middle of the field. He wants to run out of the pocket. Holding penalty on Anna. Shappy can't get free. He is cornered. Down he goes at the 47 or 48. He lost a few more. I think that's a penalty on Anna. Let's see what Minster elects to do, or is it on the Wildcats for a face mask? Not sure.
No, it was holding.
Yep. And if you're Minster, Chuck, there was a loss on the play again. Do you say, okay, we'll not take the penalty. We'll force a third and 20. Or do you accept the penalty and give Anna an extra down, making it second and about 20 to go?
I think you do that. I don't think you want to give them third and 12, especially when they're in your territory about the 40-yard line.
Well, the line of scrimmage is the Minster 47, and Minster did accept the penalty. 22 yards to go for Anna. Two straight sacks. Here's the quarterback, Chappie, looking in the right flat. Yes, he's got a receiver on the dead run at the 45. He's headed toward the first down marker, down around the 35, belted out of bounds. That was a third and 22, according to the scoreboard.
It was a second. Why would it be third down? They took the penalty.
Yeah, I'm really confused. Very confused. Okay. That step off on the penalty, Chuck, was very, very short. maybe it was declined. I think it was. It's 4th and 7, Anna at the Minster 34. Yep, scoreboard reads 4th and 7, man in motion. Chappie in the spread, looks left, looks for a crossing pattern, fires a bullet. Hash mark near side. Yes, it's caught. Or is it picked off by Minster?
No, it's caught.
Tug of war for the football. Anna's got it down at the 22. Well done by Ofterhauer. He was pinned, but two defenders. Minster signaled, we've got it. The official did not buy that.
No.
Big fourth down completion. Chappie to Ofterhauer for 11. 1st and 10, Anna, 23-yard line. Rockets coming up with clutch pass plays.
They weren't set.
And Anna throws a flare in the right flat. It's going to be brought back. Pre-snap penalty on Anna. 9:29 to go, second quarter. Anna 7, Minster 3, Anna driving. Chuck Rockets have moved the ball pretty fluidly in two offensive sets.
They have. He's a sophomore, but that's a quarterback mistake. You got to look and make sure you're set. Even if you're going on a quick count, you got to be set for a second, and they weren't close.
Right. Anna to the line of scrimmage, 5-yard step off, 1st and 15, Minster 27. Quarterback Chappie with Foat alongside, looking downfield as Chappie can't find a man, then throws in the flat. It is caught at the 20-yard line, and the receiver immediately is hog-tied and pulled down. Small advance on the play of 3 or 4, and that was it. On the deep route, the receiver for Anna fell down. Chappie had to go short. Second down and about 7.5 or 8 to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage is the Minster 19.5. 8:20 left. Second quarter. Chappie. Pump fake again. Throws end zone. A leaping attempt 8 yards deep in the end zone. In the hands of the receiver and out. Oh, Richards.
Yep.
Had it in his paws.
He dropped it.
He had it. Oh, yep, could not hang on. Richards had the defender for Minster beat. Leaping effort by Richards right through his mitts. He wanted that one.
He'll catch that 9 out of 10.
Yep, he pounded his fist into the grass. After the incompletion, 3rd down and 8 for Anna. Line of scrimmage, the 19.5 of Minster. Anna up 7-3. Ofterhauer way out to the left, split 15 yards. Under center is Chappie, and Chappie goes deep behind the line of scrimmage on the handoff, and Minster's all over it. Wildcats smell it out at the 18-yard line. It's going to be 4th down, at least 7 to go for Anna.
And on the radio, go away.
And I'm not sure, Chuck, that the Rockets have got the confidence in the field goal game.
Well, I don't think so.
That Minster does with Steffi. Anna's already converted, at least one 4th down, a 4th and 7.
Yep.
On a pass earlier in this game. And the Rockets line up in a pass formation, trips to the right, 2 receivers to the left, 4th and 7 at the Minster 18. Chappie in the spread, looks right, now looks middle, here comes pressure. Chappie hustling toward the sideline, late throw, batted out of bounds by Minster. Stellar defensive stand by the Wildcats. Magnificent D by Minster, and the orange and black attired in primarily white tonight take over.
That's good defense. I mean, they had the coverage. They play man-to-man instead of a zone this time, so there's no place for the Anna's receivers to just go set up.
7:29 left in the second quarter, and Chuck, I stand corrected. I said in the pregame might take 4 or 5 touchdowns to win it. Low scoring so far.
Well, both teams have moved the ball a little bit, but they're having trouble getting it in the end zone.
Right. Minster takes over. 1st and 10 Wildcats at their own 18-yard line. And we got two backs in the offensive backfield staggered alongside Steffi. New look formation. And Steffi gives. Here's a burst up the middle. Ball carrier rams to the 24-25 goes Bergman. Nice surge. Good blocking up front by Minster's offensive line. Ian Holman and Nick Winter open up a gap. Play goes for about 8, 2nd down. Minster at the Wildcats 25. Play officially garnered 7. Second and 3. 6:56 to go here in the second quarter. Anna 7, Minster 3. Beautiful weather, excellent football game tonight here at Anna's Booster Field. Chappie, the quarterback for Minster, hands it off. Might have been Bergman again. He's stoned at the line of scrimmage. Nowhere to go. Interior D for Anna in there on the stop. Well done by Landon Blankenship. Assistance on the play from Lane Howell, the nose. New line of scrimmage, the 25-and-a-half for Minster. Third down, 3 to go for a first down. We played half the second quarter, Anna 7, Minster 3. Wildcats to the line of scrimmage. Receiver split left and right. Two backs in the offensive backfield. Staggered near Steffi. Movement, line of scrimmage, offside Anna. Automatic first down via penalty for Minster. New line of scrimmage, the 31 for the Wildcats. Receivers flanked left and right, each split about 12 for Steffi. Again, same formation, two backs with him in the offensive backfield. Steffi runs behind the H-back, outside right tackle, twists and turns, propels himself up over the 30 to the 35. Stop cold right there. Forward progress, maybe 35-and-a-half. Pick up a 5, half of the 10, second down, 5 to go for Minster. 5.5 to go, second quarter, Anna 7, Minster 3. In a moment, we'll tell you all about Spherion Recruiting and Staffing, a national recruiting and staffing leader, office on Ohio Street in downtown Sydney. Many offices throughout West Central Ohio. Spherion. Second and 5, Minster. Steffi wants to throw. Out pattern is good to the 39-yard line. Hauled in by the receiver. It was Devin Webker. Cushioned by Anna. Webker caught it. Nestled the football in that right armpit and then powered his way close to the first down stake. Uh-oh. Shift against Minster. Penalty on the play. That's going to cost Minster 5. And head coach Seth Whiting of Minster says, what for? What's that all about, Mr. Referee?
Evidently turned up field before the ball was snapped.
Yep. So it's going to be second down all over again, close to 10 yards to go for Minster. New line of scrimmage, back closer to the 30 for the Wildcats. As I mentioned, if you're looking for work, let Spherion work for you right now. Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour. You don't need to wear a mask, GED not required. Spherion, 20 offices throughout Ohio, including Sydney, Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Go to applyohio.com, register today, applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. And Minster confused on offense before the second and 10 play timeout called. 5 minutes left, second quarter, Anna 7, Minster 3 on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
As we return to action, Minster confronts a second and 10 from the Wildcats 31 with Anna leading 7-3. Just 5 minutes to go in the second period. We thought by now, Chuck, there might be at least 4 touchdowns scored in this game. Only 1 to this point. 2 receivers left, 2 to the right. Steffi back at the 26, quarterback for Minster in the spread, takes the snap. It's a quick crosser. It is caught at the 32. One man is missed. Another tackle blown. And here's the run after catch over the 40 to the 42-yard line. Well done by Devin Webker. Minster on the move. First down strike, or I should say a
Schmeezing.
Schmeezing, not Webker. Good run after catch.
I'll tell you what, I know they talk about the other receivers, but in the Loramie game and tonight, Schmeezing is a monster.
43-yard line of Minster, first and 10. Good hookup on the last play. Steffi to Schmeezing. Connor, 5'6", 155, a sophomore, like a water bug out there. Steffi looks to throw in the left flat, over the shoulder catch behind the line of scrimmage at the 38, but Anna's all over it. Rocket snuff it out.
Woo!
Beautiful play by Alex Puppelman for Anna. Outside linebacker junior read it, and he flattened the receiver just after he snared the pass. Negative 3 on the play back to the 39. You talk about a linebacker who was on top of a play from scrimmage. Man, he diagnosed it. Second and 13, Minster at the Wildcats 39. 3:50 left, second quarter, 7-3 Anna. Two receivers to the right for Steffi, who rolls this way, cuts it upfield, outside tackle, and he lurches to the 45, still seven short of a first down as he lunged ahead for plus 3. Third and 7 or 8 for Minster at the Wildcats 45. Clock winding down, 3:20 left in the second quarter. 7-3 Anna. Third down, closer to 8 to go for a first down for Minster at the Wildcats 45-yard line. These two clubs, Chuck, have given up a fair amount of yardage through the air, but they're playing a little more stingy in that department defensively tonight.
That's a fast-moving first half.
Yep, Steffi at the 39. He has a wide-open receiver near hash mark. Caught at the 37, 35-30. It's Chase Kouse on the dead run. Anna nips at his heels. He's caught inside the 20. Beautiful route by the receiver, Kouse for Minster. Steffi hit him with a strike. He was the hot man. He was the hot wideout. Steffi's first target, late flag, down inside the 20. That play from scrimmage went for about 35. Marker against Anna at the side of the tackle. First and 10, Minster at the Rockets 13.
They tackled him up around the helmet. They got a face mask on him. Probably a good call.
Steffi threw that one right on the button. 2:50 left, second quarter, 7-3 Anna. Timeout called. Timeout called in the field. Chuck will keep it right here with Anna leading 7-3. Minster with a serious threat. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the region. Barker will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker or call to see how Barker Insurance can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Fort Loramie leads Dunbar 7-6 in the first quarter.
2:52 left here in the second period at Anna's Booster Field. Anna clings to a 7-3 lead. First and 10, Minster 13 of Anna. Here's the quarterback, Steffi. Quarterback Steffi. He's got an opening. Chugging toward the pylon. 3-2-1 over. Touchdown. Good blocking up front by Minster's offensive line. And Brogan Steffi did the rest. Minster charges in front 9-7.
Boy, Anna got no, did not get up the field at all on that. And Steffi, he just walked in.
13-yard scamper to the end zone by the Minster quarterback, Brogan Steffi. 2-point lead, Minster. 9 extra point conversions successful this year by Brogan Steffi. Here he aims for number 10. He kicks it. It is up and through. He's got it in the middle. Minster 10, Anna 7, 2:46 left. Second quarter. We'll take a break on scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Ensuing kickoff for Minster upcoming with 2:46 to go in the second quarter. Minster has taken the lead 10-7 over Anna. Superb high school football game here tonight at Booster Field in Anna. Midwest Athletic Conference tilts between two and two clubs. It's even, Steven. Kickoff down inside the 7-yard line. Returned on the play by Richards. Richard goes laterally across the field. Penalty marker up the field at the 30. Richards is stretched out and dropped shy of the 20. Hannah's going to begin in a deep hole, I think, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a hold or an illegal block in the back.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center, does it all and very well at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday through Friday. Open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday. Closed from 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Well, the Rockets elect to run it on 1st and 10 deep in their own territory. And, boy, there is flat-out no room. Gain of maybe one or two, that's it. Second down, 8 or 9 to go for a first down for Anna at the Rockets, 11. We near the 2-minute mark late in the first quarter. Minster on top, 10-7. It's been a game of lengthy possessions for these two teams tonight. Quick first half of play. Chappie back at his 4. Lost a long bomb near sideline. Oh, it's a terrific attempt for a catch by Ofterhauer, and it's ruled good!
Wow.
Oh, my. NFL style. Noah Ofterhauer strutting back toward the huddle. He knows he made a brilliant stab. It was ruled inbounds right down below us at the 42 or 43. One more big stride to the 44. That gets Anna out of a hole. This Ofterhauer, something special, Chuck.
Boy, that was a great catch and a nice job of keeping both feet inbounds or 1 foot inbounds anyway.
A terrific play by Anna Chappie to Ofterhauer. Play went for about 33 yards. Here's a misdirection back to the near side. A running effort by Anna. Stood up by Minster at the 46. Gain of 2. Minute 25 to go in the first half. And the clock is winding down. Timeout situation. Chuck, what is it? One
each one has one. Yep.
One of the three timeouts for Anna remains. One of the three timeouts for Minster remains. We're all the way down to 104, 103 to go first half. 10-7, Minster. Anna, second down and 9 from the Rockets, 45. Trips to the right for Chappie. He's at his 36, looks middle of the field, fires a bullet, off and running the receiver. Got it at the 42 to the 40-35. Knocked off his pins at the 33. Trey Heitkamp on a crosser. Well done route. He was underneath that zone of Minster. Chappie hit him in stride.
Yeah, nice play.
40 seconds to go in the first half. First and 10, Anna. 32 of Minster. Here's a long lob. going to the end zone. It is thrown by Chappie for Ofterhauer. He stumbles. He can't get it at the goal line. A little bit too much distance on that throw.
Yeah, just a little bit over his head, but
Ofterhauer stumbled as he came out of his cut. So it is second down and 10 for Anna. That did stop the clock.
Well, they can throw the ball in the field of play because they still do have a timeout left.
Right. And, of course, if you get the first down, clock has stopped momentarily till the chain is advanced and the ball is reset. Line of scrimmage, Minster 32. Chappie in the pocket, looks, fakes right, throws middle of the end zone on the dead run. Yes! It's caught! It's caught! What a reception on the play by the Anna Rockets. Colin Elliott sprinting to the right of the right upright. And, boy, he was blitzing his way beyond the defensive back for Minster. Chappie hit him right on the mark. Wow, what a superb pass play.
And that's a, what, a 90-yard drive there in about a minute and a half.
That was a high-octane attack by Anna. Rockets sprinted down the field just about all the way through the air. Here's the big extra point kick by Anna, which scores with 29 seconds to go in the first half. And the kick is good. Knocked between the posts by the Rockets' Aaron Chappie to give Anna a lead of 14-10. How about that, Chuck? Two touchdowns here in the last 90 seconds of the first half.
Well, Minster had a great drive to take the lead, and, boy, Anna had an answer. So it was a little sluggish a little bit, but both offenses have picked it up here. Fun to watch.
These two quarterbacks are just 10th graders, each with a chance to have fine careers in their respective programs at Minster and Anna.
Yeah, I think they're starting to have good careers right now. And I'll tell you, you can see Bill Zimmerman's mark on Anna's passing game already this year.
Yep. Well done. A pass to Ofterhauer, a big one for over 30. And then the TD strike went for, what, 32 or so?
32.
And it was Colin Elliott, right center part of the end zone, 7 yards deep in the end zone, ran right past the safety, who didn't get safety help from the opposite side of the field, and Chappie hit Elliott, who was running full steam deep in the end zone. Beautiful play by Anna to take the lead, 14-10. Keep in mind now, Anna will receive the second half kickoff, correct, Chuck? Anna gets the ball?
Yeah, they deferred.
Right. Kickoff out of bounds in the field of play at the 1. Minster gets it at the 35, trailing before 14-10. 29 ticks left on the clock. Heck of a game here at Booster Field in Anna tonight. And with the weather like this, Chuck, and two pretty even Steven clubs who play fine competitive football in the MAC, you would anticipate a great turnout, and we got it.
Yeah, it's a good crowd, and they're seeing a heck of a football game.
Now, don't count Minster out. Quarterback Brogan Steffi, he can engineer a 65-yard drive in less than a half minute if he's got to do it. 29 ticks to go in the second quarter, Anna 14, Minster 10. Steffi, 7-8 yards behind the line, looking, surveying, runs left, nearly sacked, throws it into the Anna bench out of bounds with 22 to go in the second quarter. Anna with an opportunity, Chuck, to stop Minster here, having scored then at the end of the second period, getting the ball back to start the second half. A chance with a good possession in the third quarter to take a 2-score lead.
Right. Well, you know, they'll go in, they'll rest halftime, they'll talk about make adjustments. Both teams will make adjustments. Minster's been looking to run the ball with the quarterback, and Anna's been flinging it all over the field.
Right. Trips to the right for Steffi. Deep rollout to the right. Throws sideline. Yes, receiver at the 49. He's got it, and he high-steps it out of bounds immediately. It was Dylan Heitkamp on the catch, just shy of midfield. As Anna was in soft coverage, kept Heitkamp in front. He speared it, went out of bounds, still 15.9 to go. 49-yard line of Minster. Good throw by Steffi, who rolled out to the wide side, opened up the field for Heitkamp, who came all the way across the gridiron to make the nifty running catch at the near boundary. Two receivers to the left for Steffi. Here comes pressure. Steffi's nearly sacked. Makes a late delivery back to the line of scrimmage. It's caught. Connor Schmiesing spears, but an immediate hit by Anna. Gain of one only. 7 seconds to go in the second quarter. And Minster may be using its last timeout. Jarring tackle there by Landon Fote.
Yeah, it was a good job. They had him in backfield. He did a great job of getting away from the pressure and threw a strike, but the defense was right there.
We'll have a 3-minute radio station break coming up here at the end of our first half, which will happen momentarily. 7 seconds to go in the second quarter. It is Anna 14, Minster 10. Here in the last 2 minutes of the first half, we've seen a pair of touchdowns, one by each team. 14-10, Anna Bulge, Minster will probably try to air one out, maybe a flea flicker, never know. Hail Mary at minimum. We've got a quintet of receivers flanked, three to the left, to the wide side, two to the boundary side, the near side of the field for the quarterback, Brogan Steffi. Let's see if he tries to find Niemeyer. He's been the hottest hand all year long. Steffi in the pocket, looks, fires middle of the field. It hits the ground at the 16, over the top of Niemeyer, who is out at the 23. Scoreboard clock says 1.5. 14-10, Anna. Final second and a half of the second period. Mike Muehlfeld, 40 years plus as athletic director at Anna, will be our halftime guest following Chuck's report on statistics from the first two quarters of this game, brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Botkins. A couple of receivers far left for the quarterback. It is Steffi. Gives it on the play to Bergman, who jaunts right up the middle. He's got a first down and then some. Keeps the legs digging, and he's finally tripped up at the 36-yard line of Anna as the first half finishes, and it was a good one. Exciting initial two quarters of play. Anna 14, Minster 10. Will return in 3 minutes here at Anna's Booster Field. Back in three, it's a radio station break. Anna up 14-10 at halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30 plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
And we welcome you back to Anna's Booster Field. Minster Marching Band is out on the gridiron at the moment. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. 14-10, Anna leads Minster at the break. Very good high school football team, football game, I should say. Two excellent teams. Our halftime report is brought to you by Schnippel Construction in Bodkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck, what do the numbers say?
Well, they say that it's a close game. Anna rushed the ball 11 times for only 26 yards in the first half, but he was 10 of 14, 169 yards and a touchdown, 195 total yards in the first half, seven first downs, did not turn the ball over. On the Minster side, they rushed the ball 14 times for 63 yards, 10 of 15 throwing the ball, 149 yards, 212 total yards, 10 first downs, and zero turnovers. So that's what we got in the first half.
Lengthy possessions, a few by each team. Each club tough to slow down by the other's defense.
Well, you know, I mean, you got two really talented quarterbacks. You got great receivers, offensive threats on both sides of the ball. Defense is—it's tough to play defense against that kind of talent. You can't key on one or two people.
Right. As the half wore on, Chuck, defensive lines for the two teams started to get a little more penetration and pressure on the quarterbacks, Steffi and Shappy.
Yeah, and if you're looking and you get pressure, it makes it tough to throw the ball. But boy, they were just standing back there, just winging it all over the place in the first half.
Halftime here at Anna's Booster Field. We'll hear from our two halftime sponsors. We'll take a station break. A Scores broadcast hits 105.5 ID between the two commercials. We're about 18 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Mike Muehlfeld, 40-plus year athletic director at Anna, our halftime guest, coming up in several minutes. We are at the half. That's our halftime report. Thanks, Chuck. Brought to you by Schnippel Construction in Bodkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com. This is scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. And it's 105.5 in Sydney. 14-10, Anna leads Minster here at the halftime break. We're a good 12-13 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. So privileged to be joined here at halftime by Mike Muehlfeld, 40 years plus as the director of athletics at Anna. What passion you've had for the job, and I'm sure great support from everybody in the family and those around you to make it happen, and that's what you've needed. Yeoman's work, Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, and thank you for having me this evening, Jack.
40-plus years, and tell us about the family. I know your son played high school football right here for the Rockets.
Yes.
And your daughter's in the medical field.
Right. All three of my kids played sports at Anna. My oldest son was a basketball player and track athlete, and my daughter played basketball and volleyball. And then Kyle, our youngest, was a basketball player and a football player. In fact, he was our quarterback the first year we were in the MAC for football in the fall of 2006. So them and my wife, I mean, my wife's been a rock through all of this. A lot of long nights and weekends and hours away from home, and, you know, the things at home got done because she's a good lady and she took care of things.
There you go. Go back 40 some years. What did this campus look like in terms of athletic facility? Highlight campus and athletic upgrades in your 40-year tenure here at Anna.
Well, this is actually my 44th year in education. I was at Elida for 4 years.
Okay.
Came to Anna as the head basketball coach in 83-84, and that's 40 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I've been athletic director for 36 here, and it's really changed. I mean, where we're sitting tonight used to be the old baseball field. And that ridge that our home bleachers set on, that hill over there, that used to be a natural hill along the left field line. And, you know, we didn't have one blade of grass, and we didn't have one chin strap or mouthpiece when we started football back in 98. And we hired a young coach who was an assistant down at Preble Shawnee, and he wanted to be a head coach and build a program his way, Brian Reok. And he did a great job and was a great guy to work with. He's a tireless worker, and we both put in a lot of hours, and with the help of the community, you know, we're where we are tonight. And it's nice. It's a nice facility. It's a unique facility. I mean, you can just tell people like coming here, and it's casual. People in lawn chairs, things like that. So it's been good here. Football's been a big thing. Upgrading our facilities over the years. We just put in a new all-weather track, new ball diamonds up north, of our Rocket Athletic Center that is state-of-the-art. I mean, it's better than a lot of small, medium-sized colleges, and our athletes really are blessed to have that for their athletic training and conditioning and things like that. So, I mean, facilities, adding opportunities for kids. We've added sports, football, girls' soccer. We've added lower level sports to get more kids involved. So it's been fun, and it's been a lot of work, but it hasn't seemed like work. Does that make sense?
Fantastic story. You could patent the process. No doubt about it. You mentioned you coached high school basketball, baseball as well, and you taught government for quite a few years.
Yeah, I taught the first until the last 8 or 9 years when I retired in 14 from the classroom and coaching. And rehired just as athletic director since 2014. Yeah, I coached varsity basketball here for 8 years, baseball for 20. I was a golf coach for 12 or 15 years somewhere in there. And social studies instructor, taught government, American history, and economics. So, yes, it was busy.
Mike Muehlfeld, 4 decades plus in education, and darn near 40 years as athletics director here at Anna, our halftime guest. Anna leads Minster by a score of 14-10 at the intermission break. Successes for Anna sports teams. What comes to my mind right away, the 2011 and 13 girls state basketball titles, football championship in 19, other team and individual sports as well.
Yeah, I have been very blessed to be part of it. Kids kind of took me along for the ride to go to the Schottenstein Center for the girls basketball championships and to go to Canton for the football championships. And, that's why maybe I said, it's been a lot of hours and a lot of work, but it hasn't seemed like work because it's been really fun. I've had some great opportunities to go and see some great venues and enjoy some of the most successful athletic accomplishments in the Anna district, and I've been right there being able to be a part of it with the teams and the coaches, so I really feel blessed in that way.
Sure. One of your primary responsibilities along the way with search committees, of course, the hiring of coaches. What an exceptional job you folks have done here at Anna over the years on your sports teams.
Yeah, we've been lucky to have good people, some of them local people out in the community that have stepped up, like Jack Billing did and things of that nature with the girls basketball run.
Yep.
We've had a lot of alumnus come back and teach and coach. Nate Barhorst in our boys basketball program, his sister Kelly Zumberger, who's our volleyball coach. We've just been to hire Brian Reok to help start the football program. Christian Allhauser, who took over after me in baseball, I feel like I didn't mess him up. Okay, he's done a great job with our baseball program, and I don't want to slight anybody, at all. I'm probably letting someone out or leaving somebody out, but we've been very blessed as far as coaches, and we hire them and let them do their job. I'm not a big micromanager of coaches. Whether they can coach or not will prove out over time, but support them and give them the resources to succeed, and hopefully they have good runs of athletes, because if you run out of athletes, you're not a very good coach.
You must have had dreams at night, maybe even some nightmares, about the process of scheduling for your sports teams. What a tough, detailed task. For example, high school basketball, you play 12 in the Shelby County Athletic League,
right,
but it's now a 22-game schedule. That means you've got to arrange for 10 non-conference games.
Yeah, it's just getting more difficult to fit them in. The state keeps expanding the numbers or increasing the numbers.
Right.
And, we don't play Wednesday nights. It's a religion night in our district and in our county pretty much. It's hard to play then. Obviously, you don't play Sundays unless it would be because of inclement weather that just backed you up so bad you had to make up a game on a Sunday. But I like doing that. Scheduling, and laying a season out for a coach the way I would have liked it as a coach, I really do enjoy that part of the job. And dealing with other athletic directors, I've met a lot of people over the years, and they're great guys and females as well. That seems to be an increasing trend in athletics is female athletic directors. And the ones that I've had an opportunity to work with are really good. But, know a lot of people, and that's probably the biggest thing I'll miss at the end of this year is the relationships and people I've gotten to know over this job.
Yes,
with this job.
No doubt about that. You know, the letter D in the position title, athletic director, that letter D could stand for details, because I'll tell you what, that's what the job is all about. I mean, details, details, details. You got to fill in the gaps and, like you said, make a 22-game schedule work each year for both boys and girls basketball. Details are so critical.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's a lot of work, and my hat's off to the other ADs in the area and in the Shelby County League and MAC that we're a part of, for the efforts they do at their respective schools too. But it is a lot. And you know, I'm getting out at a good time, this being my last year. I'm still enjoying the job, but the attention to detail, just the having to deal with all that, it's a good time for me to go out while I still enjoy it.
After four decades, you can finally shirk that responsibility.
You know, people keep telling me, how long have you done this and stuff like that. It really hasn't seemed that long. It's flown.
Yeah,
you
sure.
know, it just seems like I've been here about 15 years, to be quite honest.
I hear you. At least, yep. 16. Mike Muehlfeld, our halftime guest, 40-plus years in education, nearly 40 years as AD here at Anna. Mike, thank you so much. Hopefully we'll see you again for a game or two. And in the playoffs, we'll follow the Rockets.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Down the road in the postseason. Last year got in with four victories. Did Anna won two, almost a third.
Yep.
Might take five wins this year. Anna's got 200 spelt now. Big game tonight.
Yes, big game.
Yes, Anna up 4-14-10, a third quarter, about 5 minutes away. Thanks once more. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me,
yep,
tonight.
Sure.
Thanks for all your support of Anna Athletics and Interscholastic Athletics throughout our region. You and Chuck do a great job.
You are so welcome. Mike Muehlfeld, halftime guest here at Booster Field in Anna. As I mentioned, the Rockets lead by four. Second half just around the corner. I'd like to remind you about one of our fine new sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, which is Burke Petroleum in Minster. So pleased to have Burke on. Put Burke to work. That's our message tonight. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs, too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. 1-800-776-3097, 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all of your energy needs. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan in Sydney. A big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices are rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, plus dining room sets and bedroom suites. One bargain after another. Gothney is family-owned and operated. Four generations of Gothneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered at GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com, on West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Chuck, good first two quarters of play. We thought it would be a fine game, evenly matched clubs, 14-10. Anna before, and the Rockets will receive the second half kickoff, which is upcoming.
Well, I mean, both teams, 195 total yards for Anna, 215 or 212 for Minster. I mean, they're both on pace to be on their season average. Both teams had a chance to maybe put another score on. Defense is stiffened. I think it's going to be a terrific down to the last possession football game.
Well said. I will second that. update on scores? I know Piqua was out in front of Sydney convincingly.
21-0.
Fort Loramie and Dayton Dunbar.
Loramie led, if I could make my phone turn on.
21-6, was that the score?
It was 21-6 in the second quarter. Versailles up over Parkway, 34-0 at the half. And in a game I'm glad we're not doing, Lehman leads Miami East 8-2 at the half.
Is that five safeties?
Yeah, it could be.
We're about 2 minutes away from our third quarter kickoff. Chuck, are you looking for an extraordinary dining experience right in your home?
Always.
Always. Well, the Anna Market. The Anna Market is at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yes, the very best for the best, like you, Chuck McBee, as a CSX comes roaming through Booster Field once again.
Trust me, I didn't get the 250 eating salads.
The Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads, always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, Chuck, you can choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience.
Mm-mm-mm. That does sound good.
Uh-huh. Dine at home, make it extraordinary, shop at the Anna Market. That's right, the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best, like you, Chuck McBee.
Chuck McBee appreciates that, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to visit the place.
Tell you what, can we squeeze in a commercial break, a pre-recorded one?
Yeah, we're getting ready to kick off. Your call.
Let's take a 30-second break. If you can tee one up, we'll return with Anna's first possession, third quarter. Anna up 14-10 here on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders, made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip 'em, crunch 'em. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, here we go. Third quarter underway. Short kick by Minster to the 36-yard line. Anna catches, falling to the ground. Minster tried to boot it into a vacant space about 25, 30 yards downfield. Anna, Johnny on the spot, good field position.
Yeah, that was a nice job by Ofterhauer, because if that gets by him, they're probably starting at the 20 or maybe the 15 instead of the 36.
Yeah, that was the objective of Minster. Anna covered it up pretty well. First and 10 Rockets at their own 36, leading 14-10, opening seconds, third quarter of this game. Chappie with a really good first half. What was he, Chuck? 10 for 14, something like that?
Yeah, he was 10 of 14 with a touchdown, 169 yards.
Wow. Here's a fake inside handoff, flat pass, caught behind the line of scrimmage. Excellent run after catch. Far sideline in front of the Anna bench is Trey Heitkamp on the loose, and he explodes to the 47. Play good for about 11 or 12, first and 10 Rockets. Chappie with really good arm strength. He'll throw it horizontally, two-thirds of the way across the field. He'll go deep down the sideline, 35 or 40. Both quarterbacks here tonight, sophomores. Each is superb. Steffi for Minster, Chappie for Anna. Man in motion. Chappie fakes the inside handoff, tries to hit a receiver, slanting from the left. It's on the ground a bit low at the 46. Ofterhauer, the intended man, it's no good. Second and 10, Anna. Probably the poorest throw of the night by Chappie. It was down around the shoe tops of Ofterhauer. In fact, the ball skipped into his lap. shy of the mark. Opening half minute. Third quarter, second and 10, Anna at the Rockets 47. Anna runs right up the middle. Minster stonewalls the play at the line of scrimmage. Broken tackle. Foat surges to the 49 of Minster. That's it.
They tried to do it, bring him down with an arm tackle. That's not going to happen.
Gain of about four. Fremmel made the stop for Minster to force a third and six for Anna at the Minster 48. Opening minute 15 of the third. 14-10 in favor of Anna. Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers far right. One to the near. Chappie in the spread. Sends Heitkamp in motion. Chappie inside handoff, trying to stretch out and break a tackle as Foti does so at the 50. Look at him go. Near sideline, on the loose. 35-30, 25-20, en route to the end zone, all the way. Touchdown. It was Zach Osborne who broke the tackle at the point of attack and sprinted to the end zone. Boy, Minster's defense didn't rally to the ball very well there, Chuck.
No, well, he broke that first tackle, and that wasn't a very good attempt at a tackle, and he was gone. He's got some speed.
48 yards zipped into the end zone by Zach Osborne of Anna. Extra point try coming. Anna in the lead now by a score of 20-10. It is the quarterback's twin on the PAT try. He's got it. Extra point kick right down the middle by Aaron Chappie, extending the lead to 21-10. Anna did just exactly what they had a chance to do, Chuck. Score at the end of the second quarter, beginning of the third.
Yeah, well, that's what you do when you win football games. Outstanding. Two drives. Just terrific.
Anna receiving that second half kickoff and getting a quick seven. Officials conferring down to the far left. We will take a break. 21-10 Anna on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5 FM.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Well, this now becomes a very big offensive set of plays for Minster, which returns the kickoff from the 11. Far hash mark, 25-30, tackle made by Anna. Minster starts first and 10 from its own 31. Return of the kickoff by the Minster Wildcats. It was brought back upfield by Schmiesing, and Minster begins first and 10. Wouldn't you agree, Chuck? Very important series of plays for Minster.
Well, it is. I mean, they're only down 11, but they haven't shown in the last two series that they can stop Anna, so they're going to have to start scoring with them a little bit.
Yep. Two receivers to the right for Steffi. No reason for there to be any panic in Minster's attack at the moment. Here's a short pass, completed to 33, and the receiver slices to the 35-yard line. Small gain of about five. Steffi with a very safe forward pass.
It's he, like a long handoff.
Yep, to James Niemeyer. He's the MAC's leading receiver on the season. Second down and five, Minster. 35-yard line of the Wildcats. Clap of the hands by Steffi. Same play, other side of the field. Caught at the 38, 3 yards downfield. Run after catch to the 42. First down, Minster. Trey Heitkamp for Anna on the tackle of Dylan Heitkamp of Minster. First and 10 Wildcats at their own 43-yard line. Opening 3 minutes, second half. Anna trailed in this game, 7-3. Last two touchdowns in this contest have been scored, or I should say Anna trailed 10-7 in this game. Rockets have piled up the last two scores. Here's a very stubborn running effort by Minster. Ball carrier stays afloat, won't go down. Formidable try all the way to the Anna 47, 46-yard line. Move the chains. Who toted that football for Minster? Was it Bergman?
No, that was Steffi. He kept it himself.
Quarterback hung on to it, and a player dazed for a moment near midfield. We'll take a break. Minster ball, first and 10, Anna 46, 9:24 to go, third quarter. Anna 21, Minster 10 on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these anchor underwriting sponsors: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Airstream in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, Building Excellence. I bet you didn't know Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Thanks to SecureCom and Minster, SECURCOM online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. 5-yard penalty on Anna from the Rockets 40. Minster runs outside right tackle, and the ball carrier surges to the 35-yard line. Move the chains for Minster, which benefited from a pre-snap penalty and then a 6 or 7 yard jaunt. First down Wildcats, middle of the field, between the hash marks at the Anna 35. 8:54 to go, third quarter, 21-10, Anna. Minster driving. Two receivers far left for the quarterback, Steffi. Two backs staggered alongside. First one through gets the nod, and it's Bergman, and he rips up the middle to the 30, flattened right there. Might have been Connor Schmeising, not Bergman. Good gain on first down of 5, second and 5, Minster, 30 of Anna. Chuck, I guess we're probably going to get another 3 or 4 touchdowns in this game.
It looks like it. Yep. I mean, neither team is really slowing down.
Receivers left and right for Steffi. And here's a handoff in the offensive backfield. Oops, motion call against Minster. Pre-snap foul, second and 10 from back outside the 35 of Anna.
The running back was kind of leaning forward on that one.
Again, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Jermaine Cars in Sydney, Beaver Creek, and Dublin for great selection of so many different makes and models. It's plain and simple. It's Jermaine. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorishealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. Here is a running play by Minster over right tackle. Steffi is stalled at the 33. Nowhere to go. Third down, about 8 to go for a first down, maybe closer to 9 for Minster. Key play upcoming. 7:20 to go in the third quarter. It is Anna 21, Minster 10. Crucial play call for head coach Seth Whiting and his Minster Wildcats, who send a receiver far left in the person of Niemeyer. Now we got a slot left. Two receivers outside him. Steffi rolls that way. It's a run all the way. Outside left in, cuts it up. Look at him slice and go. Steffi, 25-20, on his high horse to the 18. What a gallop by Brogan Steffi. He made it happen. He needed 9, Chuck, and he got about 18 to the Anna 19-yard line.
Boy, there was absolutely nobody on that side of the field defensively for Anna.
6:40 to go, third quarter. Anna 21, Minster 10. Wildcats on a march inside the Anna 20. Receivers left and right. Steffi running right. He's got a slither of an opening. He angles through that crevice to about the 16. Might have garnered 2, maybe 3. Second down, 7 or 8 to go for Minster. Big play coming up here for Minster, which doesn't want to confront a third and long. I think I hear the sounds of a toot-toot from a CSX. We played half the third quarter. Minster is getting a belated play call from the sideline here. Line of scrimmage about the Anna 17 or 18. Third down, 8.5 to go for a first down. Steffi in the pocket. Wide open receiver inside the 5. It is caught, and it's a touchdown for Minster. Looked like Dylan Heitkamp, number 8. Dylan Heitkamp caught it at the 5 or 6. A lot of cushion from Anna. And then Heitkamp did the rest. He took off and powered to the goal line, was stood up and fell in. Well, it's now 21-16. Minster going for 2.
That wasn't a touchdown.
Oh, he did not get over?
Nope.
My mistake. He was stopped at the 6-inch line. Full house backfield. Steffi hands, and now Minster is in for good. Bergman gets the final 6 inches. All set up for the pass to Heitkamp. And now does Minster go for 2 to try to get within 3? Or the Wildcats kick the point?
I think you kick.
5 minutes, 18 seconds to go in the third quarter. Minster lines up as if to try the PAT from Steffi. He's made 10 this year. He's missed 2. Uh-oh, it's a run by Steffi right up the middle. Look at him go. Running hard behind the center. He's got it. He's got it. And that 2-point conversion puts Minster and the field goal kicker, Steffi, the quarterback, within 3. Great run by Steffi. Quick snap. That was the play all the way. Go for 2. And Minster's within 3. 21-18. Heck of a game here tonight at Booster Field in Anna. 5:13 to go, third quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Here is the Minster kickoff. It's a ground ball to the 29. Anna could have run it for 5 or 6 yards. Rockets sit on the ball, shy of the 30, though. First and 10, Anna, and we've got a ball game. nearly a quarter and a half to go, and it's 21-18 in favor of Anna. Rockets come to the line of scrimmage. Can Anna answer? Rockets did a real good job in the first half responding, and then got a quick seven to open up the third quarter. But Minster, not panicking, is clawed back within three. A touchdown, a two-point conversion. Here's a misdirection running play, and Minster hits it solidly at the 27 or 8, no gain. No gain on the play. Maybe a loss of a yard or two, and a player momentarily shaken up. We will take a break. 4:57 to go, third quarter, and a 21, Minster 18 on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
One of our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com is Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie across from Brookins. Deb Goubeau is the owner. Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel are additional stylists. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible, 40 years in business. They've got the experience. You've got the style. Let Cutaway Styling Salon create that unique style for you. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookings. Forward pass, Anna, completion, after hour, 33-yard line, belted immediately, down he goes. Yep, Anna needs about four or five at least on this next play to get a first down. It's third down, Rockets, 34-yard line of Anna. They've got to get close to the 40 for first down yardage. Final 4 minutes, third quarter. It is 21-18, Anna by three. Great game. Man in motion, and we got a pre-snap penalty. Procedure call, motion against Anna. Chuck, I need a haircut about every 3 weeks. When it's this hot, I step it up to maybe every couple, 2.5 weeks.
Yep.
I'd like to find out what Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie can do with my 13 strands.
At a dollar a strand, they're not going to make much money.
Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, new sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Third down and 10 after the 5-yard penalty on Anna. Here is Chappie back to pass, breaks contain, runs near Ashmark to the numbers, and Minster belts him down at the 36. He gains several yards, still shy of a first down, and Anna will punt. Justin Richards in to kick it. He and Brady Wolf of Minster lead the MAC in punting, both at about 41 yards per boot. Final 3 minutes, third quarter of this game. We've got assistant coaches up here in the booth, Chuck, yelling fake, fake, fake on the Anna punt. Richards back at the 22-yard line, gets the snap, kicks it away, excellent boot, hammered down to the 23, fumbled, lost on the play by Minster, all the way back to the 10, to the 6-yard line, a pile up, who's got it? Who's got it? That was Kouser Niemeyer, who deflected the ball at about the 22 or 23. It rolled all the way back to the 10. Anna couldn't beat Minster to it. Minster avoids disaster.
That would have been huge. That was just a little above Kouser's reach. He got a fingertip on it, had to run it down, and he kept lifting his head up to look to see where the defenders were instead of just dropping on it, and he got lucky.
First half of this game played pretty quickly. Third quarter, not so much. It was 14-10 Anna at the break. 7 points for Anna, then Minster, an 8 on the board. 21-18 count. First and 10, Minster at the Minster 10. Following the botched catch of the punt. And Steffi's going to try to run for daylight right up the middle. Uh-oh, he's drilled at the 19-yard line. Ball rolls forward. It's fumbled. Anna's got it at the 23. Steffi had an opening, tried to get the first down, stretch it out for 11 or 12. In so doing, Chuck, Anna spiked it right out.
Yeah, I mean, he made the second effort. That's a tough kid. Just you learn from that. Boy, your biggest thing is protecting the ball. Second is getting that extra yard on the reach.
Well-played game tonight. Is that turnover number one?
First one.
Well, Anna will have possession now at the Minster 22. 2:40 left, third quarter. Anna up 3, 21-18. Rockets need to cash in and get a two-score lead again. Under center, Shappy. Very short drop. Here comes Minster's pressure, and Shappy is knocked down at about the 25 or 26. Minster got good penetration right up the gut. That's an adjustment both teams have started to make defensively. Getting a little bit of heat on the quarterback.
That was a hitch and go and a pump fake right there, and he didn't have time to wait for the receiver to break open.
Took a little too long to develop. Well, ball marked for play back at the 26-yard line. Negative 3 on the last one. Second and 13, Anna, 26 of Minster, trips to the right. Let's see if Steffi goes that way. Richards in motion, fake handoff to Richards. Then he give up the middle. Here's a burst by the inside runner. It is Osborne plowing to the 23, 22, maybe the 21. Osborne got back what Anna lost in the previous play, plus a bit extra. Third down, 8 or 9 to go for Anna. Line of scrimmage, 21 of Minster. Final 90 seconds, third quarter, 21-18, Anna. Trips to the left for the quarterback, Shappy. 7 yards behind the line in the spread. He rolls left, looking toward the end zone. Fires a bullet. Minster on the pick. Here's a run down the near sideline. Hustling hard toward the end zone. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. Devin Webker of Minster. About an 85-yard interception run. There is a flag at the 50. Shappy may have telegraphed it, a late throw near sideline. Devin Webker jumped the route, and he scooted 85. Penalty is against Anna. Count the touchdown. Minster's got the lead.
There was a sideline warning. That's all it was.
Sideline warning on Minster. No infraction assessed. And the lead is now 24-21 in favor of Minster. So a couple of quick turnovers, one each way. Minster turns the second of two into 6 points. Steffi's PAT conversion is perfecto. He's got it. Minster with an oddball 25 score. Minster 25 and a 21. Turn of events late in the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Well, Minster fumbled deep in its own end. Anna gave it right back. Only problem is when Anna gave it back, it was a pick six down the near sideline. But Devin Webker, who zipped 85. Touchdown, Minster, kick good. Point after was center cut. And with 64 seconds to go in the third quarter, Anna now trails by four, 25-21. Two touchdowns in a row by Minster. Kickoff, Minster, far corner of the field. It's touched by Anna at the 10. The ball rolls to the 1. Anna return. Back up over the 10. There's a marker. Tell you what, a punt return gave Minster trouble a few minutes ago. Now a kickoff return gives Anna fits. Chuck, I think a penalty coming up on Anna.
Yeah, the officials are kind of taking over here. Don't like to see this. It's a good football game. They need to stay out of it and just let the teams play.
This could put Anna in a deep hole back inside the 15 or 10-yard line.
Well, I think it's going to be about the 5.
Down 4, 25-21, under a minute to go, third quarter. But momentum has shifted. There have been a few shifts of it in this game. Pendulum has swung back and forth a few times thanks to very good offensive possessions, but here recently it has been mistakes that have shifted the pendulum. And the quarterback, Chappie, will take the snap from center in the end zone.
Yep, they're on the 3. They're on 3.
Yep, yard line is the 3. Chappie hands it off, running right up the middle. Osborne stood up at the 4 or 5. Gained 1, maybe a couple. Second down, 8. Anna at the 5.5 for the Rockets. Big sequence of plays. Anna would like to get, at minimum, a couple 3 first downs. Give Richards the chance to work his magic and punt it. Chappie at the goal line to take the snap on second down and 8 for Anna. Line of scrimmage, the 5.5. Chappie rolling through the end zone. Fires a pass near sideline over the heads of 2 Minster defenders. Wide of Richards up at the 24-yard line. It was out of bounds into the Minster bench.
He had him open, but the defenders got in the way to make it. It would have been a really tough pass to throw.
Yep. 15.8 to go in the third quarter. It's been a lengthy third period. 25-21, Minster by 4. Rockets have a third and about 7 or 8 from their own 5.5. Man in motion. Chap in the end zone. He's got time. Out pattern in the flat. It's wide of the mark. Richards was running a vertical pattern.
Wide open.
Down the near sideline, but Chappie elected to throw underneath and missed his man.
Yep, he locked in. Didn't look the field over. If he throws that ball to Richards, he's still running.
And look out now. Excellent field position for Chase Kaus, who's back to receive the punt at the Anna 43. Richards, 8 yards deep in the end zone. Good kick, directional, far side. Kaus at the 43. Look at him go outside the left hash on the sideline into the Anna bench.
Like I said, that was right in the middle of the field. That absolutely was not an illegal block there.
Let's see where Kaus went out of bounds. tightrope the sideline, caught it in the vicinity of the 45, returned to 20 beyond the far left hash. No penalty marker thrown, 20-yard return, and Minster gets not only good field position, it is great. First and 10 at the Anna 25. Well, Richards would like to have a do-over and punt that ball to the sideline out of bounds up around the 40 or 45. Minster at the Anna 25. Final seconds tick off third quarter. Steffi has got a crack up the middle, and he burst through it for about six down to the 20 as the third quarter concludes. The third quarter's in the books. Minster 25 and a 21. Scores broadcast.com and it's 105.5.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Minster knocking on the door. We start the fourth quarter. Running play Wildcats. There was an opening. Anna shut it down at the 19. Running play, but Justin Bergman looked like he was going to pop about a 7 or 8 yarders, Chuck.
Clay Cummins got in there and made the tackle for Anna. That was a nice tackle. That was going to be a 20-yard run.
Play went for only four. Second down, and or I should say third down. 6 yards to go for Minster. First half minute, fourth quarter. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 20. Minster splits receivers left and right. Interesting to see if Minster is in four-down territory. Steffi back at the 26, takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Steffi keeps. He's got an opening. He's got an opening. Look at him go. Untouched. End zone. Score for Minster. Brogan Steffi squirted through. Not a green jersey laid a hand on him. Offensive line for Minster was super duper on that play. Ian Holman, Nick Winter, Keaton Sharp, Chad Schultze, Fletcher Luthman. Touchdown run by Steffi. How far was that, Chuck?
20 yards.
I thought it was right around 20. Extra point try by Brogan Steffi. He does a little bit of everything, and he hammers the PAT right between the uprights. Three straight touchdowns by Minster, which has gone from 21 to 10 down to a 32-21 lead early in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Struggling with lower back pain, recovering from an injury, Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know.
well. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Minster with 1, 2, 3 straight touchdowns, 22 points. Minster has gone from behind 21-10 to ahead 32-21 in this game. Chuck, we need to check with Scoreboard Central, see if there's a New Bremen Marion local score.
I will ask Joe Neves about that score.
Return, Anna from the 15. Nice opening to the 28, 29, 30-yard line. And that's where Justin Richards is spilled. Looked like Justin had an avenue. Had he taken a couple more steps to the right?
Yep. I did, but I'll tell you what, John Keller came on and made a heck of a nice picture-perfect tackle.
Well done by Keller of Minster to lower the boom on Richards at the 30. Boy, had he cut it to the outside, he might have gotten to midfield. First and 10, Anna, which is now behind two scores. After leading by two scores following the first possession, second half. Tight formation for the quarterback, Chappie of Anna. Minute gone, fourth quarter. Chappie, handoff, ball carrier, left tackle. Digging hard to the 32-33. Stop made by Minster. Second down, 7 to go. Thote on the last carry for the Rockets. Small advance. Frimmel on the hit for the Wildcats.
What a game changer when you throw a 90-yard pick six.
Yep.
You're getting ready to go up and take a three-score lead, and all of a sudden you're down.
Yep, that's a two-touchdown swap, more or less. You're ready to get one, and the other team gets it instead. Big pick six by Webker of Minster, turning point in this game. Anna, flat pass over the 35. Receiver, Ofterhauer, knee on the ground, reels it in at the 37. Still a good 3 yards short of a first down. Third and 3, Anna. 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter, 32-21, Minster. Play coming in from the Anna bench. Huge call here. Is Anna in four down territory yet, Chuck?
It's close.
If they get 2 yards in this play, probably. Third and 3. Snap to Chappie, fakes the inside handoff, throws in the flat. Does he hit his receiver, or is it behind him? He missed him, and Chappie is rocked as he threw the ball. And he's down. Pass was no good. It's going to be fourth and 3 for Anna. And Chappie is on his back with 9:42 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Minster leading 32-21. Chuck, will keep it right here and tell our listeners all about Germain Cars, one of our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Say, if you're looking for a dealership and you're running into a difficult and time-consuming process, don't look far, right under your nose. Germain Cars in Sydney, a dealer that makes shopping for and servicing a car, truck, or SUV so very convenient and cost-effective. It's plain and simple. It's Germain. Number one, Germain Cars in Sydney is a one-stop solution. You can always benefit from the expert techs who will take great pride in servicing and repairing your vehicle. And our relaxed, pressure-free sales associates can arrange a test drive and work with you on financing. Number two, vehicle selection. It's endless. At Germain in Sydney on West Michigan Avenue, choose from Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams in Beaver Creek, Hondas and Fords, Dublin, Mercedes-Benz and Cadillacs. Germain is also in Michigan, Florida, and Arizona. We can get you virtually any make and model you prefer. Number 3, Germain, is the newest, best, and biggest dealership in Sydney and West Central Ohio. What more do you need? It's plain and simple. It's Germain. West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, germaincars.com. Anna lines up to go for it from the 36. It's a short pass in the flat on fourth down, and it's complete on the play to Heitkamp. Heitkamp at the 45-50 barges into Minster territory. I said Heitkamp. It was number 6 for Anna. Fine reception by the fullback, Caleb Kenton, playing for Roberts tonight. And that was well disguised. Buffaloed Minster, they weren't looking for it.
Well, they put Richards in motion both directions, and they threw behind him. That was a terrific design play.
Yep. Monumental play call by Nick Marino and his coaching staff on 4th and 3. New set of downs for Anna at the Minster 48, and the quarterback is decked at the 46. Did Shappy get up and remain in the game after that last hit?
No, he's down.
So the new quarterback for the Anna Rockets. We'll check it out for you momentarily.
Carter Siegel.
Carter Siegel, who quarterback last year for Anna and did a fine job, has been playing a little wideout. He's the backup QB, a senior, on the field now for Anna, after Shappy was knocked out of the game on a third down sack. Second down and 15 or 16 to go for Anna. Snap back to Siegel. There is a timeout called by Anna before the hike. We're all the way down to 8:28 to go in the fourth quarter of this game. Minster 32, Anna 21. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
The Anna Rockets have got 2 timeouts left. Minster 3, 8:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Minster 32, Anna 21. Minster has reeled off 3 straight touchdowns, 22 points, to take a cushion of 11. Carter Siegel is in at quarterback for Anna.
He just had to leave the field. I'm not sure what the referee saw that told him he had to leave the field. I don't know if there's blood on him.
Siegel in for Alex Shappy of Anna, who was flattened on a third down sack a few plays ago. I had my head down, Chuck. Was he helped off the field?
Oh, yeah. Now, Alex Shappy has checked into the game at quarterback.
It is second down and 15 for Anna at the Rockets 47. And the Rockets want to throw it. No chance. Minster on a sack at the 38. Boy, Minster has made some adjustments over the final 2 quarters. And they are getting some heat on Anna in the offensive backfield. That's made a difference. Of course, down but 2 scores. Anna's got to throw the football. 8 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah, with their third string quarterback out there right now.
And in there now for Anna is the other Shappy.
Yep, Alex.
Alex Shappy is back on the field, 15. Yep, 15, Alex Shappy is back in. Before this play, on a 3rd and 23, a timeout's called. Anna uses its 2nd to 3. 7:42 to go, 32-21 in favor of Minster. Midway through the fourth. We'll keep it right here. Steve and Ted's and Anna, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. At Stephen Tedge, we service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems and offer complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Stephen Tedge in 2002, quickly building a great reputation for quality products and affordable prices. We'll make your budget deliver energy and cost savings for many years to come. Flexible finance options available at Stephen Tedge, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. Stephen Tedge, your local Lennox dealer, and proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. Chappie to throw on 3rd and 23, middle of the field, wide of the mark at the 50.
Boy, they got some tacky coaches up here making comments when kids get hurt, don't they?
Well, Chappie tried to hit a receiver slicing over the middle of the field, and it was thrown for, I think it was Carter Siegel, who was in at wideout.
It was. He didn't have a chance to even find him.
No, pretty good coverage by Minster. Richards has to punt now for Anna back at the 28-yard line. 7:38 to go in the game. Minster 32, Anna 21. Here's a wobbly kick by Richards. He kind of shanked it into the Minster bench at the 41. And we've got some extra pushing and shoving going on out there on the field. It's getting chippy. 32-21 Minster.
Marion leads a New Bremen 25 to 9 in the third quarter.
Well, I guess that tells us that Marion Local can advance from D7 to D6 and still be number one.
Yeah, well, they've had a little bit of success through the years.
Yeah. I should say so. Minster possession at the 40. Wildcats, no doubt, will keep it on the ground. Four-man defensive front for Anna. Steffi, the quarterback, runs right up the gut, makes a man miss, sidesteps another. He's got 10 and a first down from the 40 to the 50. Knee touchdown at the 49, second and one. My, oh, my, that pick six by Webker. You said, Chuck, it went 90 officially?
My official, yeah.
Okay.
That had to be close. Maybe even a little bit inside the 10.
The big pick six by Webker of Minster turned this game around. Anna thought it had field position, a very good chance at a score inside the 25 of Minster, and all of a sudden Minster picked off a pass and went the other way. So instead of 7 for Anna, Minster got the touchdown, and they run on second and one, and the ball carrier wriggles. Bergman, he's got it as he sliced to the 49 of Anna. 6:42 to go, fourth quarter. Minster 32, Anna 21. Last we heard, Lehman was leading over Miami East.
22-2. I think there was 12 safeties in the game.
That was a romp. Piqua, a four-touchdown leader, a shutout over Sydney. First and 10, Minster right across the 50-yard line. Steffi gives to the first man through. It is Connor Schmiesing, who blasts ahead for a couple. New line of scrimmage, the Anna 48. Minster running clock. Keep in mind now, Anna's already used two timeouts. They're down to one.
Yeah, the way the Minster's moving the ball on them, I'm not sure it matters.
48-yard line of Anna. Steffi at QB for Minster, 5:40 to go in the fourth. Anna led in this game 21-10, 22 unanswered by Minster. Steffi in the spread takes the snap at his 46, gives the ball to the first man through, pops it for three. It was Connor Schmiesing again, setting up a third down and 7 at the Anna 46-yard line with 5:20 to go in the game. Howell in there on the tackle for Anna. Wildcats! Tell you what, Chuck, if Minster somehow picks up a first down here, boy, they can take it down to about two and a half minutes with four more plays after moving the chains here. Third and seven, Minster, Anna 47. 32-21, Minster. Steffi keeps left guard, puts his head down and slides for a couple. Uh-oh, there is a late flag. And was that a piling on against Anna? I think so.
Face mask.
Oh, you're right. It was. Somebody grappled the face mask of Steffi, and now Anna's in serious trouble. Inadvertent face mask call. First down, Minster, 39 of Anna. 4:40 left to go in the game. Anna is in serious trouble now.
Well, they took a gut shot on that interception for a touchdown, and that was the end of the football game, truly.
Minster, Steffi at quarterback. Let's see if he goes under center. He's communicating to his center at the moment. Minster's got all three timeouts left. 4:22 to go in the fourth quarter. 32-21 Minster. First and 10 Minster. Line of scrimmage, Anna 39. Steffi belatedly goes under center. He gives it to the first man through, no keeps, then makes a late pitch. Oh, it's on the ground. It's rolling on the deck. Minster recovery at the 37-yard line. A little too cute in that situation.
Not sure why you're making that call with a 11-point lead.
3:50 left to go in the fourth. Minster luckily, very fortunately, recovered the ball. Line of scrimmage, 37 of Anna. Play went for a minus two. Second down and 12. Clock has worked down to 3.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Minster up 32-21. I formation look. Quarterback Steffi under center. First man through gets the nod. Shoulder to shoulder tackle by Anna at the 35-yard line. Third down and 8 for Minster. We are all the way down to 3:10 to go in the game. It's been a good one tonight. At least it was for the better part of three quarters. And then Minster answered the bell with three straight touchdowns. One of them, a defensive score, a 90-yard pick six by Devin Webker. And that turned the tide in this game. Anna had led 21-10, and the Rockets were looking good. 2:40 left to go in the game. Third and six, Minster. 36 of Anna. It is Steffi trying to squeeze through between his left guard and center. He nudges for a couple. Line of scrimmage, the 34-yard line of Anna. And the Rockets use their final timeout with 2:34 to go in the game. Chuck, let's take a short commercial break. We'll return. Anna down two scores, 2:34 left on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Yep, we are at the tail end of this one. Minster has a fourth and five. Steffi lines up about 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Will he pooch punt it here? Line of scrimmage, the 34 of Anna. Snap to Steffi. Throws left flat. Wide open receiver. 27, 25, down to the 20, and out of bounds. Well done by Minster on fourth down. Good throw to Kaus. Kaus was out wide of the cornerback. Hauled it in, sprinting. And you can tell, Chuck, the starch has been taken out of the Anna Rockets.
Yep.
And with 2:31 to go in the fourth quarter, and Anna unable to stop the clock out of timeouts, victory formation for Steffi and the Minster Wildcats. Yep, Minster hung in there, didn't panic. After Anna went up 21-10, Minster drove the length of the field and got a big eight-pointer to make it 21-18. Then Minster got a huge pick six of 90 yards by Webker, and that flipped this game for sure. Another victory formation play by Minster with a minute 50 to go in the fourth quarter. 32-21 in favor of Minster. Again, Anna has been out of timeouts, used too early in this half. And the Minster fans down below us are on their feet. At the Anna Rockets in MAC play next week. Anna's got a game on the road at Delta St. John's. Meanwhile, Minster in the MAC is home with St. Henry. Both clubs would be favored to win next week. Pivotal game here tonight between two pretty even clubs. Minster will defeat Anna on the road. Victory formation, Minster again. 4th and 14, 50 seconds left. Minster can run one more play, and then on the exchange of the football, clock would stop. Anna might have it.
About 19 seconds.
Yeah, Anna will get it once in the final under 20 to go. Down to 35 left and counting. Under 30. 32-21 Minster. Fourth down, Minster. 14 yards to go from the Anna 26-yard line. Steffi's in the spread now. Takes the snap and throws a pass toward the end zone, and it is going to be caught at the goal line. Touchdown, Minster, with a TD strike of what, 25, 26 yards, Chuck?
24.
Fourth and 14. I'm not sure that was necessarily called for. A fourth and long pass with victory formation on the three previous plays. Who caught that strike? I missed the number.
It was Niemeyer.
Niemeyer, leading receiver in the MAC, makes a nice over-the-shoulder catch about a yard in the field of play before reaching the pylon, dove, got across the goal line. 17 seconds left. I thought Minster Steffi from the shotgun would just run it forward and fall on the football. Instead, he threw a pass. And it's 39-21 Minster, 17 seconds to go. That surprised me.
It didn't really surprise me after listening to their coaches in the press box make fun of kids that got hurt.
You know, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who visit us from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, is known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are great. And terrific strip loin steak dinners are available, too, at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout, and we welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout order from Meyer's. That's Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. We'll have a 3-minute radio station break at the end of the game coming up in a matter of seconds.
Yo, watch out for the onside kick.
Now, Minster rubs it in with a 26-yard touchdown pass when they'd been in victory formation the three previous plays, extending the Minster lead to 39-21, kickoff down to the 23. That's where Anna starts, first down and 10 yards to go. Final 15 ticks on the clock. As I said, Minster plays St. Henry next week. Anna is at Delphus St. John's Leominster 3-2 after five games, winning tonight. Anna falls to 2-3. And we just hope that Shapi, the number one quarterback, the sophomore for Anna, is fine health-wise. He did come back into the game.
Yeah, he did.
At the tail end of the last series. And that's him on the field now. Running play, left end. Play gets about seven out of bounds. No, not out of bounds. Clock continues to run, and that's going to do it. It's all over. Minster Wildcats with a great response. Four successive touchdowns, four in a row by Minster. After Anna grabbed a 21-10 lead, 29 straight points by Minster, and they win it 39-21. 3 minute break upcoming, 39-21 victory for Minster over Anna. 3 minute radio station break on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
This is Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
And we welcome you back to Booster Field here in Anna. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Great response from Minster tonight. Trailed early third quarter, 21-10, after Anna came out of the gate to start the second half with a touchdown to widen a 14-10 lead to 21-10. And then the next four touchdowns were scored by Minster, including a Devin Wepker 90-yard pick six, and then a touchdown strike from Steffi to a wideout with about 17 seconds to go on fourth down from the Anna 26, when we thought that Minster just might continue victory formation after doing so in the three previous plays. Minster, Chuck, performed really well second half. got that touchdown to make it 21-18 and got right back in the game and didn't panic.
Well, Anna had two first downs in the second half.
Wow.
And yardage-wise, they had, let's see, they had 195. They had less than 100 yards in the second half. That was a combination of they really kind of missed a couple of plays, but Minster defense got much better in the second half.
And Anna's got Delphi St. John's next week. Minster plays St. Henry. Minster now in pretty good shape in this region of D7, beating Anna here tonight. Anna's got to get some victories to get back to the playoffs like it did a year ago.
Well, they need to win next week at Delphus and Minster. I don't see them having a problem with St. Henry. So, you know, yeah, the wild cards got shot to maybe get a home game in the playoffs.
And let's hope Chappie, the Anna quarterback, can come back full steam ahead next week after being knocked out late in the fourth quarter when sacked. He did return, got back on the field. So maybe just his bell was rung, wind knocked out. He did get back on the field, thankfully. That's a good sign. And hopefully the sophomore quarterback for Anna is A-OK 100% next week for the game against Delphus on the road.
Yeah, I don't think they would have put him back in if he couldn't play. So
right. Our Clancy stars of this game.
Well, I'm going to take a look at this. I think for Anna, I'm going to go with Trey Heitkamp. I thought he had a nice game for...
Yep.
For Anna, on the other side, I'm going to go with the quarterback, Brogan Steffi, running it, passing it, sophomore, terrific football player.
Yep, good picks. Heitkamp for Anna, Steffi for Minster, our stars of this game. Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Airstream in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com, Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and other Ohio cities and six states. Associates at Precision Strip do the exceptional. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts in Anna make your life easy at home or at the campground. with a street legal golf cart from Brunson. Thanks as well to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn. Anna Market is on board with us. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. Myers Tavern in Botkins. Steve and Ted's in Anna. An HVAC plumbing and electrical expert. Many thanks to a brand new sponsor here tonight, Burke Petroleum in Minster. We say hello to the folks at Burke. Burke Petroleum is now in the propane business. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. That's Burke Petroleum, B-U-R-K-E, BurkePetroleum.com. Put Burke to work for all your energy needs. Follow the scoresbroadcast.com website for next week's scheduled game, more than likely Eden at Fort Loramie. Eden nipped Fort Loramie on the road at Eden up in Williams County last year. Eden, a very good D7 club. Eden at Fort Loramie. Last we heard, Fort Loramie was ahead of Dayton Dunbar, Chuck.
Yeah, they're up 28-6.
28-6. I thought you updated that, like 36-22.
Maybe.
Something like that.
I think I got even better ones here. Hang on.
All righty.
Let's see. Marion 32-9. Lehman 22-9. Loramie 36-22 in the fourth. Troy beat Fairborn 40-7.
Okay. And Pickwell was way ahead.
42-6 in the fourth quarter.
Pickwell leading Sydney 42-6. And 22-2, Lehman over Miami East.
22-9 now.
22-9. And Marion Local leading New Bremen late in the fourth by three scores in that game. Thanks as well to the Anna Market tonight. Anna Market is at your service. Looking for an extraordinary dining experience at home? We'll count on Chairman's Reserve Meats from the Anna Market. So many thanks to our listening audience tonight, our online audience, our Hits 105.5 audience as well, our Hits 105.5 sponsors included Sydney Body Car Star and Sydney Chiropractic. Thanks to our audiences online. Thanks to Derek on the board back at the radio station, Hits 105.5. Thanks to Chuck alongside here in the booth at Booster Field in Anna. On Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from Anna. Final score once again. Minster pulls away to win over the Anna Rockets, 39-21.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney.